It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Clearwater Threshers, the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you ahead of game number two of a six-game series. Last night, the Marauders lost their fourth straight, and it came in heartbreaking fashion. After taking a one-run lead in the top of the ninth inning with a three-run rally, two-run double by Tres Gonzalez, and a go-ahead sac fly off the bat of Sergio Campagna, the Marauders bullpen was not able to hold on to that newfound late lead. We saw Johan Montero, who had been one of the league's most outstanding starters over the past couple of months, struggle with command. He put the leadoff man aboard. He then hit a batter with one away in the inning. Carlos Lomeli took over, an RBI double, and then a fielder's choice grounder scored the winning run of the game, and that gave the Threshers the win as Clearwater looks to play spoiler. Here's the Marauders chase a spot in the Florida State League postseason. Bradenton still remains in the chase, but their window's quickly closing. They're still two games back of the Dunedin Blue Jays, who lost to the Palm Beach Cardinals last night. The Lakeland Flying Tigers, meanwhile, continued their winning streak with their fifth consecutive victory last night. And meanwhile, the Tampa Tarpons, who were in third place to begin play last night, now tied with the Marauders for second place in the West Division. Tampa split a quasi-doubleheader with the Daytona Tortugas last night as they lost a continuation of a suspended game from earlier in the summer and then won in the nightcap in the regularly scheduled game from last evening. That's where we are right now. Dunedin in first place. The Marauders and the Tarpons tied for second place, just two games back and just one game behind both of those teams, the resurgent Lakeland Flying Tigers. That's what's at stake here in the postseason picture. We'll step aside now here on the pregame show. When we come back, a pregame visit with outfielder Tres Gonzalez, who hit that aforementioned two-run double late in last night's game. A conversation with Tres Gonzalez coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with outfielder Tres Gonzalez. Tres, about a month now into your professional career, a month plus. Just touch on the whole experience so far in terms of being able to play in these big league spring training ballparks and learning from this coaching staff. Just what's the full experience been like for you so far?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. Every single ballpark's, there's been greats playing on every field, and whether it's at Lee Cobb or here at Clearwater. I'm enjoying every moment that I can, just looking up in the stands and seeing a bunch of fans up there supporting us and even supporting the other team, just getting fans out here, and just a different experience, and I'm grateful for it for sure.
Now, you're from Georgia, so obviously not far from here down in Florida. Did you have some sort of a group of family or friends at Leacon Park recently? It sounded like you had a group cheering for you. Yes. In particular.
Yeah, so my girlfriend was here last week, and my mom, dad, and my mom's parents, so my grandparents are here right now, actually, so they're here in Clearwater again, but it's great to see them and have them down here supporting me, and I love that they came down here to watch the games.
Always nice to have family and friends and loved ones around, for sure. Last several weeks, pretty consistent contact, bat to ball. You've been on base a lot. Has there been anything that's clicked for you mechanically, or is this just sort of you doing you?
Yeah, it's not really anything mechanical. It just always starts in the cages before the game. Everybody from JJ to Casey to Mendy to Omanya just helping with me with my approach, and definitely just helping me put the best swing I can up at the plate and result in hard contact. So that's all I can hope for.
Has there been any particular nuggets or bits of wisdom or advice that the coaching staff shared with you that has really struck you in particular and helped you out?
Yeah, the biggest difference between here and college is just the velocity increase, whether it's just a starter who's consistently mid-90s or a closer who's high 90s, touching 100, just being on time with everything and reacting to off-speed is the biggest thing that I've gotten used to, and just always be on time for the fastball and react to everything else.
Tres Gonzalez, our guest on the pregame show tonight. Georgia Tech set a new program record this year with six players drafted in the first 10 rounds. What do you feel that means to the program as a whole, and just how do you feel that being a part of that program prepped you for professional baseball?
Yeah, we definitely had a really special team. Coach James Ramsey's our hitting coach, and he prepared us a ton. Coach Hall's an awesome, historic head coach and helped us a ton as well. And Daniel Burrell, our pitching coach, he had a good amount of pitchers drafted as well. Just such a historic team, and teaching the right game of baseball, going about it the professional way, getting your work done, and if you need help and improvement with different things, then they'll reach out to you, but they kind of let you do your own thing, and that's the thing I like about Georgia Tech, and they help prepare you for the next level where I'm at right now. So,
sticking with the collegiate athletics theme, tennis pretty popular in your family. Both of your parents played, your sister also played. Is that something that you ever considered taking up, or is it something you maybe play in your time away from the baseball diamond? How has that figured into your life personally, if any?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm the only person in my family that didn't play collegiate tennis. So it's definitely been a big part of my life. I played before I started playing baseball. I played at the age of 4 and all the way up until sophomore, junior year of high school. So tennis definitely played a big role in my life, and I ultimately decided that I needed to pick one sport and pick baseball. Just that's where I find my joy and happiness in the game of baseball. I love tennis as well, but there's a special place in my heart for baseball, and I enjoy it every time I step on the field.
Born and raised in the Atlanta area, is there anyone in particular, maybe someone the Braves or someone else from Major League Baseball, who you model your game after, or somebody who influences or influenced you in some particular way as a ball player?
Yeah, I mean, Georgia and Atlanta in particular just has so many great athletes, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, anything, going pro every year. So nobody from the specific Atlanta area that I mentor my game after, but I always love watching Freddie Freeman play. It's tough watching him go from the Braves to the Dodgers, but at the end of the day, it's a business, and I understand it. So I really like watching his at-bats and how he goes about his professional at-bats. So whenever I see that the Dodgers are playing this year, I definitely tune in to watch a few at-bats from Freddie Freeman.
We'll get you out on this one, Tress. With 5 games to go here in the regular season this week in Clearwater, team still has a chance at a postseason, trying to keep on fighting. What's your mentality and your mindset as you come to the ballpark each day right now?
Yeah, right now it's a really big week, really important 5 games remaining, so can't really focus on the outcomes of the games these next few days, but focus on one inning at a time and get all of our outs and have crucial at-bats pay off. So just take it one at-bat at a time and pass it to the next guy.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you for your time, Tress.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That was Tress Gonzalez on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back to Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups between the Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers, beginning with the visiting Marauders, a record of 35 and 26 in the second half. The Marauders just two games out of first place, but with just five games remaining here in the 2022 season. Here's how the Marauders line up, looking to snap a four-game losing streak. Sungche Chang leads off. He was just named Florida State League Player of the Month for the month of August earlier today. Second baseman Tamar Johnson bats second. Tres Gonzalez, our pregame guest, is playing right field and batting third, with third baseman Jack Brannigan in the cleanup spot. He had two hits and a run batted in last night's game. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats fifth. Designated hitter Juan Jerez bats sixth. Center fielder Sergio Campagna bats seventh. First baseman Norquis Marcos hits eighth. And left fielder Tanner Treadaway, riding a 15-game on-base streak, will bat ninth for the Marauders, who send left-hander Anthony Solomito to the mound. Solomito, the Pirates' number 11 prospect, according to Baseball America. The 19-year-old from New Jersey has put together a terrific 2022 season. Joined the team back in late May, pitched against Fort Myers, made his debut at Lecom Park, and ever since then he has been growing, learning, adjusting, and his stat line reads as follows: 12 appearances, 7 starts, 2.95 ERA, 1.08 whip, and opponents batting just .199 off Solomito this season. For the Threshers, managed by Marty Malloy, they are 22-38. Here's how the Threshers line up here in the second game of the series. Second baseman Jamari Baylor leads off. Shortstop Eric Brito bats second. The designated hitter Otto Kemp bats third. First baseman Mike Yonemine bats cleanup. Right fielder Dakota Kotowski bats fifth. Center fielder Troy Schreffler bats sixth. Catcher Adoni Mejia hits seventh. In the eighth slot, left fielder Wilfredo Flores, and batting ninth, the third baseman Matt Alifano. He's batting ninth and on the mound for the Threshers tonight. Right-hander from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Alex McFarland, product of the University of Miami. National anthem coming up. We'll step aside on the pregame. And when we come back, first pitch is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else: childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Big Care Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you for game number two of the six-game series between the Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. Right now, right-hander Alex McFarland is making his warm-up tosses out there on the mound. 6'4", 215 pounds from St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. He was the fourth-round pick this year out of the University of Miami by the Phillies, and Baseball America has him as the number 21 prospect in the Phillies organization. Fastball, slider, changeup, the repertoire for McFarland. And he will face the man who earlier today was named Florida State League Player of the Month for the month of August, Sungjae Ching. Marauders shortstop has just been brilliant at the top of the order, also defensively at shortstop this season. He digs in, the Marauders in the road grays, Threshers in the blue jerseys and the pinstripe pants. Wind up by McFarland, and the game's first pitch is a fastball over the outside corner. We're underway at 6:29 p.m., a minute ahead of schedule. 85 degrees, mostly cloudy overhead. Not threatening-looking clouds, though. Fluffy whites. Here comes the 0-1 from McFarland. Chang swings at a pitch in the dirt, chasing it 0-2. OPS just shy of 800 on the season for Chang. So just finished up that outstanding month of August that earned him Player of the Month accolades for the Florida State League. McFarland brings the 0-2, and Chang lays off a pitch low. The slash line for Chang during the month of August. 389 batting average, 517 OBP, 611 slugging percentage. The 1-2. Swings and bounces one down the first baseline, foul. All three of those figures, by the way, the batting average, on base percentage, and slugging, all led the league during the month of August. The 1-2, swinging a bouncing ball past the mound to the second baseman, Baylor. He's got it. Throw to first is just in the nick of time to get a sprinting Chang, and one away to begin the ball game. Let's meet the defense tonight for the Threshers. In the outfield left to right, it's Wilfredo Flores, Troy Schreffler, and Dakota Kotowski. On the infield, the third baseman is Matt Alifano, the shortstop, Eric Brito. Shorts, the second baseman, Jamari Baylor. First baseman is Micah Yonamine, and a catcher is Adoni Mejia. Next to the plate, Tamar Johnson. Left-handed batter settles in. The first pitch from McFarland, swung on and driven down the left field line, foul. Really hasn't been any direct sunshine down on the field for the last few hours, so it's reasonably cooled off here this evening. The 0-1 pitch, Johnson takes a little outside, ball one. And make no mistake, there is plenty of heat yet to come in the calendar year here in the state of Florida, but getting a week now, almost in the second week in September, as Johnson cuts through what appeared to be a changeup, strike two. Getting toward the second week of September here in Florida, maybe a little bit of the edge of that heat is starting to wear off a bit. McFarland brings the 1-2, and Johnson swings and sends one foul left field line, almost a one-handed swing the entire way. Johnson, after rattling off a mini hot streak, has now gone hitless in his last three games. He drew a walk in last night's contest, though. Another 1-2, and a fastball comes high and tight, 97 miles per hour. 2-2. That fastball typically sit in the mid-90s for McFarland as Johnson calls time. Steps out, takes a slow practice swing. So the fastball will touch the upper 90s. Slider's regarded as his best pitch, though. 2-2. Swinging a chopper toward first, Johnson can fly. Picked by the first baseman, Yonamine, and the throw to McFarland covering the bag is in time to get Johnson by a couple of steps. And there are two outs on a pair of ground outs by the Marauders. That'll bring up Tres Gonzalez, who again we thank for his time before the game tonight. Pre-game conversation with Tres, talking about his growing up in the Atlanta area. Grew up especially looking up to Freddie Freeman. The windup and the offering. Gonzalez takes over the outside corner. 0-1. As a fellow left-handed hitter, Gonzalez obviously took many pointers and great bits of observation watching Freeman over the years. 0-1. Gonzalez looks at strike two. Also talked about tennis and how that's popular in his family. His parents both played tennis in college. The older sister did as well, Georgia Tech. And Tress said that he played tennis for many years, starting about the age of 4, all the way up into high school. Decided eventually to take on baseball as the full-time deal, though. The 0-2, Gonzalez swings and lines into center field, falling quickly, and it falls in for a base hit. A diving stop by Schreffler, but he traps it into his glove. Luckily, it didn't bounce on by him, so he keeps it in the glove, and Tress Gonzalez has himself a 2-out single here in the first inning. Gonzalez has now reached base safely in 20 of his last 21 games, and he has hit safely in all but 4 of his 22 total games with Bradenton. He is seeing the ball something well here in the latter part of the summer. Now Jack Brannigan steps up. 2 hits for him last night. The pitch. Brannigan looks at one a bit outside. Here in Clearwater, top of the first inning, Tress Gonzalez, the runner on first for Bradenton. Cracking a 2-out single to center. Jack Brannigan batting average at 209 through 23 games. The 1-0. Brannigan takes one of it, skips into the dirt. 12 runs batted in for Brannigan over those 23 games. 3 home runs, 2 of which have come at home. Gonzalez on first, runs well. Yonamine holding him on. Pickoff throw that way by McFarlane, and Gonzalez dives in safely. A couple of the other games in the Florida State League, including those that are relevant to the postseason chase in the West Division, getting underway right as we speak. A couple others getting underway later tonight. 2-0 pitch is on the outside corner, a strike for McFarlane. Similar 6:30 p.m. start time for Daytona and Tampa, as well as Palm Beach and Dunedin. Also Lakeland and Jupiter starting at 6:30 p.m. 2-1, Brannigan swings and lifts a high, towering fly ball to right field. Katowski moving over to his left, underneath it, and makes the two-handed catch. The inning is over. Tress Gonzalez left stranded on first. No scoring in the top of the first. We go to the bottom half here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Six-foot-five, 220-pound southpaw Anthony Solomito, 19-year-old from New Jersey, takes the mound for the Marauders here in Clearwater and faces off with Jamari Baylor, Thresher's second baseman. Wind up in the pitch to the right-handed batter. It is a fastball located just a bit below the knees, ball one. Ambulance whizzing by up beyond the right field wall on Highway 19. Salmino brings the 1-0 offering. Baylor swings big and misses. 1-1 the count. Baylor does not get cheated on his swings. When he makes contact, it's hard contact. Six home runs on the year for Baylor. Batting average down at 183. Much higher on base percentage, though. 1-1 pitch is cut on and missed. Strike two looked like a little more defensive swing that time. 358 OBP, a respectable mark for Baylor. He has a 15-game on-base streak. The 1-2. Salamino gets a swing and a drive down the right field line. This ball is slicing foul. Just about home run distance on it. Maybe a little bit short, but slice foul off the bat. So Baylor stays alive. The count 1-2. During that 15-game on-base streak, Baylor is batting .349, so things are really looking up for him lately. Salamino shakes off one signal, now nods to the next from Henry. The 1-2 again, swing and a miss, and down goes Baylor, strike three. Anthony Salamino fans the first batter he faces tonight. Let's meet the Marauders defense behind him. In the outfield from left to right, it's Tanner Treadaway, Sergio Campagna, and Tres Gonzalez. On the infield, Jack Brannigan is playing third base, Sung Che Chang playing short, Tamar Johnson at second base, Norquis Marcos manning first base, and Wyatt Hendry is catching. Here's Eric Brito, the pitch, swung on, fouled back, heads up upstairs, and clanks off the sweet level up above and rattles around in the seats below. And a gentleman down there, got to go another row. That ball just keeps walking itself down one row of seats after another as Eric Brito fouls another one back, this one off the screen. A gentleman sitting more near the Marauders on deck circle. Started climbing into one row, then the ball, boom, went down another row, and then he started to climb over one row after another, chasing the ball. He finally grabbed it. 0-2 from Salamito to Brito. Big left-hander brings it. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, fouled off. Look out upstairs again. Oh, and that guy may have another one for him downstairs. The gentleman sitting in the row in front of him will have it instead. Man in a very Florida-appropriate tropical themed shirt, almost a Hawaiian shirt, blue and palm trees on it. 0-2 once more, swing and a foul tip. Hendry hangs on, strike three. Back-to-back punch outs and a solid start for Salamito. First two men gone here in the first inning. Over his last five starts, Salamito has been ridiculous. 1.77 ERA, 0.89 whip, and opponents batting just 164. His first pitch to Otto Kemp, three-hole hitter tonight. He looks at a strike over the outside half. Change up there in the first toss from Salamito. Base is empty. Two away. No score in the home half of the first. 0-1. Kemp looks at a ball just outside. Threshers in the blue alternate jerseys with the Philly-style home pants with the red pinstripes. Emulating that of the parent club, Philadelphia Phillies. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Fastball in 91. And that sinker has been so good for Salamito. Works in the low 90s with it. Let's see what he goes to here on 1-2. To Otto Kemp. Wide stance from the right side. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on, driven, foul down the right field line. Palm Beach Cardinals wasting no time. They have a 1-0 lead over the Dunedin Blue Jays. 15 minutes away from here. That is good news for the Marauders. Looking for a Dunedin loss while simultaneously looking to win this game here in Clearwater tonight. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, ripped to third on the ground. Picked up by Brannigan cleanly. Has time, throws to first in time. And the inning is over. Two strikeouts and a clean first inning for Anthony Salamito. No scores. We head to the second. Here at Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Wyatt Hendry will lead off the second inning for the Marauders here in Clearwater. No score in this game. Marauders got a Tres Gonzalez single to center, an otherwise fruitless first inning. First pitch to Hendry, a knee-high strike from Alex McFarland. McFarland, a fast worker early on. He's into his windup in the 0-1. Hendry swings and bounces one slowly foul up the third base line. Hendry picked up a single in his final at-bat last night in a three-run Marauders rally in the ninth inning. He has now reached base safely in eight of his last 10 games. The 0-2 swings in. Nubs one foul off the end of the bat over toward Juan Jerez waiting in the on-deck circle. .249 batting average, .339 on-base percentage for Hendry this season. Quickly circles that black bat around. Here comes the 0-2. Swinging a dribbler. Ooh, Hendry hit it off his own foot in the box. He was hopping around outside the box, and as he's walking around, he's definitely in some discomfort, a little bit of a limp, almost using his bat as an improvised cane here, as that right foot appears to be the one that took the damage. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin giving him some extra time. Hendry determined to go right back at it. He settles into the box. Here comes McFarland with another 0-2 pitch, and Hendry takes one inside. Good eye. Garrett Griffin, the plate umpire. Nelson Fraley on the bases. A fully automated ball and strike game tonight. McFarland, the motion, and the 1-2. Check swing by Hendry. Couldn't hold up on the slider low and outside. Strike three. First strikeout of the game by McFarland, and there is that wicked slider that we mentioned earlier in the broadcast.
Having six, Brayton, designated hitter number 10, Juan Jerez.
Well, that will bring up Juan Jerez. First pitch to Jerez, right-handed batter, takes a fastball at 95 outside. Interestingly enough, read a scouting report on McFarland earlier and says that fastball is regarded as his weakest pitch. 1-0 comes in too close to Jerez, missing the zone, ball two. Again, that fastball sits mid-90s, touched the upper 90s. We've seen him as high as 97 tonight. Here comes the 2-0, and fastball is at the knees, 96 that time around. I wonder if maybe there's just not a whole lot of action on the fastball beyond that velocity. Here he is with a 2-1, and a swing and a dribbler foul. Jerez out in front of the off-speed. McFarland also throws a changeup, but is still developing a third pitch. Some folks seem to think he'll be a reliever in the long term. 2-2. That's inside. Jerez working the count full. Some observers see that there's some long arm action for McFarland that can be hard to repeat, so that may be a more favorable situation for a relief roll down the line. 3-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Jerez on a slider. I'll tell you what, McFarland is working all right in a starter's role here tonight. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the second inning. That'll bring up Sergio Campagna. Traffic steadily whizzing by outside the right field wall here at BayCare Ballpark. Very suburban setting here in Clearwater. First pitch to Campagna, showing bunt, pulled back in time, and took the pitch low. Soft breeze pushing in from left field. The 1-0. Strike taken by Campagna. No score. Top two here at BayCare Ballpark. Second game of the series. Threshers emerging with the win last night 5-4. Next pitch swung on, fouled it right back to the screen. Every loss from here on out hurts the Marauders a little bit more in terms of their playoff hopes, which are
already at this stage, five games remaining in the season, hanging on by a thread. 1-2 pitch. Campagna swings and bounces one foul. Almost looked like he fouled it right through his own legs. Bradenton and Tampa tied for second place in the West Division. Both two games back of the Dunedin Blue Jays, who trail Palm Beach 1-0, top of the second inning, just a short drive away from here. 1-2. Campagna swings in, pushes another one foul on the ground. Lakeland and Jupiter, top of the second inning. That game scoreless. Lakeland Flying Tigers in fourth place, but only a game behind both Bradenton and Tampa. They've really surged back. They've won five in a row. McFarland, wind up 1-2 pitch and check swing by Campagna. Just a slight check swing. He didn't go around. Pitch count at 35 for McFarland as he works with two gone in the second. He brings a 2-2 to Campagna. Swung on and bounced yet another pitch foul. Nicely done in the good battle by Campagna here. That is three two-strike foul balls. And plate umpire Garrett Griffin is talking with Jonathan Johnston, who is asking him something from that top railing of the dugout. Not sure what JJ is disagreeing with him about. Wonder if Griffin was unwilling to give Campagna time to step out of the box. Not sure. Any rate, here we go. McFarland, the 2-2 pitch. Campagna rips at it and misses. There's that slide piece again, strike three. McFarland fans the side in order here in the second inning. And we go to the bottom half, still a scoreless game at BayCare Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Honolulu native Micah Yonamine leads off the second inning for Clearwater and takes Anthony Solomito's first pitch outside, 1-0. Spencer Smith back with you from BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. No score, Marauders and Threshers. Game two of the series. 6'5", left-hander Solomito winds up and tosses, and a swing and a miss as Yonamine goes up out of the zone to chase it. Yonamine, the Phillies' 29th round selection in 2019 out of Iolani High School in Honolulu. 1-1 on its way. Low and inside. Yonamine choosing to sign with the Phillies over a college commitment to Illinois State. Was the Gatorade Hawaii Baseball Player of the Year that year he was drafted, 2019. The 2-1. Yonamine swings and cues one foul off the end of the bat. Evens it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 3 up and 3 down, Solomito went in the first inning. Struck out the first two men, both swinging. Then a ground out to third, hard hit by Otto Kemp. Lights are on already here in the second inning. 2-2 pitch is low and away. Couldn't get Yonemine to go for it, so the count is full. Thin cloud cover in most directions. White, non-threatening clouds all around us here in Clearwater. The 3-2 pitch. Yonemine swings and scorches one toward the right field corner, but pushes it foul. Hard hit ball and a high line drive with a lot of slice on it. And Yonemine, right as he was leaving the batter's box, just sort of slowed his pace and watched as he knew it was going foul. Right-handed batter steps toward the plate, very close to the plate, toes near that white chalk line. Solomito nods emphatically to White Henry's next signal. The 3-2 again is taken low, ball four. Close to the zone, couldn't quite get Yonemine to chase after it, and so it's a leadoff walk here in the second inning.
Back in fifth for the Thrashers, right fielder number 39, Dakota Katowski.
Over his last couple of starts, we will not call the walks a problem by Salmito, but they have been present. Here's Dakota Katowski, runner breaking, pitch outside, throw to second by Hendry. Is it plenty of time? Tamar Johnson applies the tag onto a sliding Micah Yonemine, and Wyatt Hendry with a fantastic throw. One gone here in the second inning. That erases the leadoff walk. Man, what a throw. That throwing arm continues to get stronger and more accurate by the day for Wyatt Hendry. Here comes the 1-0. Swinging a ball hard hit foul over the Bradenton dugout. So Micah Yonemine caught stealing for the first time this season. 1-1 on Katowski. Slugging right-handed batter. Next pitch is high. Katowski took one very deep out of the ballpark last night. Left center field onto the grass berm. 110 exit velo and a solo homer. Second inning of last night's game. The windup and the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. So in his first six games played, Katowski with those numbers. 3 for his first 21 in the dish. That solo homer, his first extra base hit. The 2-2. Take in. Strike 3. Inside corner. Solomito freezes him. 2 away.
Batting 6th for the pressure. Center fielder number 24, Troy Schrempler.
Solomito going to that sinker on the inner half of the plate. And Kotowski couldn't pull the trigger on him. Two men retired, nobody on for Troy Schreffler, speedy center fielder. Right-handed batter lays off a pitch low, 1-0. The heat of the playoff chase. Bradenton, two games behind first place Dunedin. Still trailing Palm Beach, 1-0. 1-0 pitch low from Solo, 2-0. Roy Schreffler out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 15th round pick this year out of Maryland by the Phillies. Next one swung on, bounced up the middle. Shortstop Chang to his left, gloves it, throws on the run to first in time. Another beautiful and smooth play by Sungche Chang up the middle. And the Threshers get nothing here in the second. We head to the third inning here in Clearwater. No score on the Marauders
this
Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders here in the third inning. Norkey's Marcos leads off, showing bunt. He pulls back in time, taking a pitch lone outside from right-hander Alex McFarland. 6 foot 4 inch tall righty, 215 pounds, brings the 1-0. Marcos scorches a ground ball to the hole at short. Backhanded by Brito. Long throw to first is in time to get Marcos, losing his helmet as he crosses the bag. And a good stretch on the backhand side by Micah Yonamine at first base. Marcos grounds out on that hard hit ball to short. I'll bring up Tanner Treadaway and somebody in the crowd. A little bit during the game and mostly before the game, somebody has a bicycle horn that they're honking. Sounds almost like a clown horn. First pitch to Tanner Treadaway. Too low, ball one. Whoever it is down the left field line somewhere. A windup and the 1-0 pitch. Treadaway swings. He chased one in the dirt. I'll keep my eyes peeled here, see if we can identify who's honking that. It's not bothersome. It's just not something you hear at baseball games very frequently. 1-1, Treadaway takes onto the inside corner, strike two. Treadaway on a 15-game on-base streak. Batting average at 186 through 16 games at single A, but he has a 375 OBP. That's thanks to a walk total that outnumbers the strikeouts. 11 walks, only 8 strikeouts. 1-2 in the dirt. Knocked down by Mejia. Kell moves to 2-2. One base runner so far for the Marauders. Two out single to center by Tres Gonzalez. He was left stranded. Anthony Solomito going two scoreless meanwhile on the mound for Bradenton. Now McFarland winds and tosses. Treadaway swings and grounds one foul down the first baseline. Kind of a funky looking sweeping swing. Three quarters length swing by Treadaway. First base coach Casey Harms over to retrieve that ball. Throws it in on the bounce to the Bradenton bench. Treadaway holding that bat high over his head in a stretch. Now waiting. 2-2. Swinging a chopper foul. Marauders hitters putting up quite a few good battles tonight. Only producing the one base runner, though, as mentioned. Saw Sergio Campagna foul off three pitches with two strikes in the second inning. He ended up going down on strikes to end the frame. 2-2 again. Swing and yet another ball bounced foul by Treadaway. Love the bat control. Love the contact consistently. Treadaway trying to put something in play and spark something offensively for the Marauders with one out. 2-2 coming from McFarland, and Treadaway takes this pitch close, but outside the zone, ball three. The count is full. Mejia giving the signal. The windup and the payoff from the righty, swinging a roller towards short. Right there for it, Brito fires to first, and it's a low throw, but picked down the dirt by Yonamine, saving a throwing error, and Tanner Treadaway grounds out to short.
The shortstop, Sung Jin Chang.
Just heard that famous hey-o from some of our Marauders faithful down on the first base side. Leave Dillon and Austin here in attendance tonight, making the short drive up from Bradenton. Sungche Chang bats for the second time, showing bunt on the first pitch, pulls back and takes outside a ball. Florida State League Player of the Month for August, 0-1 to begin his night. 1-0, shows bunt again, and once more pulls back and takes it low and away. Third baseman Alifano seeing these threats to bunt creeping in. Now stays even with the base. 2-0. Chang, not showing any signs of bunting that time, takes a pitch in the dirt. The Marauders trying to end a four-game losing streak. They've had a couple of separate five-game losing streaks this season. 3-0. Fastball on the inside corner, and at the knees a strike. Bradenton just trying to boost themselves back up in the playoff chase. The 3-1, Chang steps over one low and inside. It misses, and he draws ball four, a two-out walk. First walk allowed tonight by Alex McFarlane.
Second baseman, Jermar Johnson.
For those who missed out on some of the bio information on McFarlane, he was the fourth-round pick out of the University of Miami this year by the Phillies. Comes from St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. And he was the highest-picked player from the U.S. Virgin Islands since outfielder Jabari Blash. Remember that name? Went to the Mariners in the eighth round of 2010. Here's Tamar Johnson, first pitch swinging, base hit right field. Chang can fly, this one's far out of reach of Kotowski. Chang around second, blazing into third, he's being waved home, and Kotowski throws up his hands in right field. We can see the ball, that's right at the base of the wall. Johnson's going to circle the bases, and I think Kotowski is trying to say, hey, the ball's stuck under the wall. So we're going to see the base umpire, Nelson Fraley, go out there and jog and see if Kotowski is just trying to sell it or if he's telling the truth here, and... Wow, that's going to stand in play. Nelson Fraley, the base umpire, jogged all the way out there, made the safe signal indicating the ball was playable, and so Kotowski was just trying to sell the umpires that one was not playable, stuck under the fence. It didn't work. So that goes down as an inside-the-park two-run homer by Tamar Johnson, his first career home run, as it turns out. And here comes Clearwater skipper Marty Malloy out of the third-base dugout, and he wants to talk with Nelson Fraley. .106 on the exit velo off the bat of Tamar Johnson, who has just circled the bases for an inside the parker. Marty Malloy talking with Nelson Fraley halfway between the mound and home plates. To catch you up, if you're just joining us in the last couple of seconds here, with Sungche Chang on first base, Tamar Johnson scorched a hot hit ground ball past first base and down the right field line. Right fielder Kotowski hustled after the ball. Sungche Chang never stopped. The runner on first base, and then Tamar Johnson never stopped. He circled the bases all the way. The right fielder, Dakota Kotowski, threw up his hand, signaling the ball wasn't playable as he was trying to sell the fact that it was stuck at the bottom of the fence. But Nelson Fraley went out, examined the situation, saw the ball from, about 20 feet away, and just threw out his hands to his side, signaling, nope, no such thing. That ball is easily playable. So Marty Malloy, after a rather lengthy discussion there with Nelson Fraley, turns around and heads back to the dugout. So how about that for the Marauders, taking an early lead? An inside-the-park two-run homer by Tamar Johnson as Kotowski trying to sell it that he couldn't play it under the wall. Here's Tres Gonzalez. Pitches low and inside. This is the second straight year that the Marauders players hit an inside-the-park home run here in Clearwater. Hudson Head did so last year. The 1-0. That fastball on the outside corner, a strike. Trest didn't like the call. Two outs, space is empty. Here's the 1-1 from McFarlane. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez badly fooled. Slowed his bat speed there on the swing as he realized too late that he didn't want it after all. Gonzalez circles the bat around. Here comes the 1-2 from the righty. Bounces in the dirt. Almost skips up and hits Gonzalez in the knee. Marauders leading 2-0 here in the top of the third inning on the Tamar Johnson inside the park two-run homer. McFarlane gets the sign. 2-2. Gonzalez takes low and outside, working it full. Now the windup, the payoff. Gonzalez lays off a pitch high and outside, and he draws a walk. Well, we've seen a beautiful example this inning of what hustle can do. That'll prompt a mound visit from the pitching coach, Vic Diaz. Not ideal news, meanwhile, from out of Jupiter. Lakeland Flying Tigers have taken a 3-0 lead in the third inning over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Flying Tigers currently in fourth place in the West Division, but just one single game behind Bradenton and Tampa. So Vic Diaz leaves the field after his mound meeting. Tres Gonzalez on first base with a walk. And Jack Brannigan, the next batter. It's all right-hander sets above the belt. Here's the pitch. Brannigan swings and hits one hard on the ground to the third baseman, Alifano. Moving to his left, throws to second base the short way in time to retire Gonzalez on the force out. The inning over, but a two-run inside the park homer by Termar Johnson gives the Marauders a 2-0 lead here in the third inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Controversial umpiring call giving way to a Termar Johnson two-run inside the park homer, and that's given the Marauders a 2-0 lead here in Clearwater. First pitch by Anthony Solomito, a strike to Adoni Mejia, Thresher's catcher. 0-1 the count on the native of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 7-8-9 the order for the Threshers here in the bottom of the third inning. Solomito brings the 0-1, and it's swung on, dribbled foul, ricocheting off Wyatt Hendry. Sungjae Cheng on first base. Termar Johnson hit a hard-hit ground ball to right field, way out of the reach of the right fielder, Kotowski, who was shifted toward the right center field gap. Threw up his hands, tried to signal that the ball was stuck underneath the wall. The umpires wouldn't take it. Ruled the ball in play. Termar Johnson never stopped running. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Mejia lays off. So the first career home run for Termar Johnson, and inside the Parker. And boost the Marauders to an early 2-0 lead here at BayCare Ballpark. 1-2 from Solomito. Swing and a miss. And Adoni Mejia goes down on strikes. Fourth of the evening for Solomito. Leadoff man gone. I'm going to bring up Wilfredo Flores. The same walk-up song that Juan Jerez does at Lecom Park. First pitch, hair outside. 1-0. Flores listed as a switch hitter, but bats left-handed against the southpaw Solomitos. This must be a recent change here for him. Next one, a fastball strike. Had a similar situation with Davies Nadal earlier this season when he first joined the team. He was listed as a switch hitter. Did not take a single at-bat this season right-handed, though. 1-1. Fastball bounced foul. You see plenty of switch hitters as they progress in their careers and end up ditching one side or the other. 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball. One hop right back to the mound. Solomito races toward first. Underhand flip to Norquis Marcos. In plenty of time to record the out with the way Solomito was sprinting toward first. Almost looked like he wanted to touch the base himself. So he gets an easy second out here in the inning. And here comes Matt Alifano. number 9 man in the order tonight for Clearwater. 6 foot 2, 195 pounds, native of Long Island in New York. Pitch is a strike down in the zone. Alifano comes from Center Moriches on Long Island. Picked up earlier this summer by the Phillies as an undrafted free agent. Next one swung on, slash, foul, right side. Clanks off the, oh man, that clanks off the club level upstairs and somehow finds its way back into the Bradenton dugout. Despite the extended netting covering the dugout. 0-2 the count. And the tall left-hander into his windup. The pitch to Alifano, swing and a line drive foul into the blue seats. Rattles around, thankfully everybody unharmed in the stands. Much smaller crowd tonight, it appears, than we saw last night. Last night easily one of the best Tuesday night crowds we've seen anywhere in the league this year. 2,200 and change listed as the attendance last night. 0-2, Alifano takes just high. Thresher's third baseman settles back in. Upright stance from the right side. The 1-2 pitch swung on, driven to center field. Sergio Campagna camping underneath it. Nonchalantly makes the basket-style catch off to his side. And the inning is over. Solomito retires the side in order. We head to the fourth inning. Marauders 2, Thresher's nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24-7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Off the fourth inning for Bradenton here at Baker Ballpark in Clearwater. And the first pitch to him, low and inside. Ball one, new left-hander in the game. This is Andrew Walling, native of Washington State. Picked up by the Phillies as an undrafted free agent this summer. Lifts his leg and fires the 1-0. Henry swings and bounces one. Third base line pulled foul. Most likely would have been two bases for Henry on a double down the line, but instead he yanks it just a couple of inches outside the chalk line. So that's the evening for Alex McFarland. Phillies number 21 prospect goes four innings tonight. 1-1. Henry swings, pops it up first base side on the run after Edyonamine, and he runs out of room. The ball falls into the third row of the blue seats. The final line tonight for the Threshers starter, McFarland. Goes three innings, beg your pardon, not four innings. Two runs allowed on two hits. Walked a pair, struck out three. 1-2. Henry swings at a breaking ball, clubs it into center field for a base knock. Hard hit off the sweet spot of the bat, 101.7 off Wyatt Henry's bat for the leadoff single here in the fourth inning. Juan Jerez, another man capable of producing some high exit velos. We've seen him do it time and time again this season. No bat for the second time. Down on strikes his first at bat. Marauders leading 2-0. Walling tosses home, and Jerez takes a fastball low. Walling comes from Castle Rock, Washington. Just about an hour drive north or so of Portland, Oregon. Located in the southwestern part of Washington State. A look at first. Left-hander tosses over to first base with a pickoff, and not in time. Henry dives in safely. Castle Rock, a small town where Andrew Walling hails from. That's located right in the shadow of the mighty Mount St. Helens. His 1-0 pitch. Jerez takes up and away, ball two. Now, Walling was somewhat of a journeyman for his collegiate years. Began his college career with two seasons at Oregon State, 2019-2020. Last spring, competed at Eastern Oklahoma State. 2-0 to Jerez. Swing and a miss. He flailed and one in the dirt. Filthy breaking ball got him to chase. And this past spring, Walling transferred over to Mississippi State. Went undrafted. Phillies picked him up over the summer, as that undrafted free agent has mentioned. Works from the third base side of the rubber. Pick off again as Hendry dives back in. Hendry, one of the better running catchers in the Florida State League. He's a perfect 6-of-6 in stolen bases on the year. Size of lead he's getting here is nothing to shake a stick at. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Jerez chased it high. That's strike two on him. Marauder trying to extend a 2-0 lead. They came their way in the third inning on a Termar Johnson inside the park 2-run homer to right field. 2-2 pitch. Swinging at a ball. Shot foul. Straight back by Jerez. Growing up in southwest Washington, Walling is left hand around the pen for Clearwater. Served as a camp counselor at Longview Youth Baseball Camps. Always involved in his local community back at home. Wide open stance by Jerez, waiting the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He chased high. Strike three. Snapped over to first by the catcher, Mejia. Not in time as Henry's back safely. But Juan Jerez down on strikes for the second time.
The center fielder, Sergio Campagna.
Here's Sergio Campagna, who was another strikeout victim of Alex McFarland. Relatively cool evening here in Clearwater. As Campagna waits, pick off to first base. Oh man, Walling paying extra close attention to Wyatt Henry. That bicycle horn is still honking off in the distance. Like I mentioned before, somewhere in that left field corner of the seating bowl. The pitch, Campagna swings, bounces it foul, third base side. Fielded cleanly by Gustavo Omana, the Marauders' third base coach. I'm just half expecting to see a fully decked out clown in the concourse there, wherever that horn is coming from. Henry on first, one gone for Bradenton. Here in the top of the fourth inning, Walling with a pitch, and Campagna takes one inside, 2-1. Fastball coming in there at 94, just mere inches away from Campagna's belt buckle. The set. A glance at first. Pick off that way again by Walling, and Hendry dives back safely. Walling varying up his times a little bit, sometimes going high leg kick, sometimes just swinging the leg over quickly to make that pickoff throw. Sergio Campagna, even and tall stance from the right side. 1-1. Fastball too high. Andrew Walling's cousin, Ryan Littlefield, former collegiate outfielder who I had the pleasure of crossing over with earlier in my career, Summer of 2014, the West Coast League with the Walla Walla Sweets. He was an outfielder on that 2014 Sweets Club. 2-1, Henry breaks, but it's a bluff for second base. A couple of starts and stops there, and his choppy steps, and he retreats to first after the pitch is swung on and missed by Campagna, 2-2. So Ryan Littlefield, Andrew Walling's cousin, began his collegiate career at Lower Columbia College in Southwest Washington, then played at East Carolina for a few years. 2-2. Campagna lays off a pitch, low ball three, and a huge bolt of lightning. Touching down to the ground, way off beyond right field, right as that pitch came. We are supposed to dodge the rain tonight, but as we come to know all too well here in Florida in the summer, you never know. The 3-2, White Henry not moving, and the pitch is high to Campagna, ball four. Andrew Walling loses touch there against Campagna, so that pushes Henry up to second base. I'll bring up Norquis Marcos. Slow going for Marcos over his last three games, 1-for-11 at the plate during that short span. Pointing that bat toward the pitcher in his funky stance, the pitch swung on and missed. Picked a good pitch to go for, right over the plate, but couldn't make contact. Teammates this season calling Marcos Animal, Spanish for animal. Brings a animal-like mentality in the box. Highly competitive. Here comes the 0-1. He rips at another one and misses. Strike two. Both those pitches, not bad to go for. Nothing to show for those. He calls time, backs out. Talked to Marcos earlier this summer about his pink trimmings on his protective equipment. Gold and pink shin guard and elbow guard. Says that he likes color pink in general and also reminds him of his mom. The 0-2 from the left-hander. Marcos swings, bounces it to short. This could be two. Brito flicks it to Baylor for one. Baylor on to first. It's in time. A 6-4-3 double play snuffs out the Marauders' threat. Bradenton gets nothing here in the fourth inning, but they lead 2-0, heading to the bottom of the fourth here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
All right. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenzi.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Two nothing, the Marauders lead Clearwater here at Bay Care Ballpark. Game two of a six-game series. Winding down the 2022 regular season, the Marauders' playoff hopes are still alive, but that window closing quickly. As one game currently not going Bradenton's way. 3-0, Lakeland leading Jupiter. Those Flying Tigers creeping up in the standings. Just one game behind Bradenton and Tampa. First pitch by Anthony Solomito, misses low and inside. Here at the bottom of the fourth inning, Solomito's through three scoreless innings. He struck out four and allowed just one base runner his first time through the order. Jamari Baylor gets the 1-0 and takes it low. Pretty sharp eye for Baylor. 50 walks on the season in just south of 100 games played. And despite that 183 batting average, a 358 on base percentage for Baylor. The 2-0 coming. Swing and a ball blasted to center field. Campagna has a read on it. Almost got fooled, almost overran it, but it comes back in and makes a shoestring catch, retiring Baylor. Good recovery there by Campagna, who swiftly retreated back, hearing the loud contact off the bat. 105.4 off the bat of Jamari Baylor on that swing. Campagna started back and then went, oh shoot, almost overran it. So reached back inward toward the infield and just was able to make the catch. Here is Eric Brito, number two hitting shortstop. First pitch taking just low and outside. 9 of 10 retired by Anthony Solomito tonight in Clearwater. 1-0. Just misses outside. Bradenton leading 2-0 thanks to a two-run inside the park home run to right field by Termar Johnson. His first career home run. Didn't even have to leave the ballpark. 2-0. Swung on, lined softly to right field. Drops in for a base hit. Tres Gonzalez was playing in a bit, but Eric Brito able to guide it just past the outfield dirt. And that's the first hit of the evening for the Threshers.
The designated hitter, Otto Kemp.
Flashes of lightning beyond the right field corner continue. And hopefully we will be able to continue in this all-too-important game. These are all important the rest of the way for the Marauders, who are two games back of first place with only 5 games left in the regular season. Good news on that front. First place Dunedin still trailing Palm Beach 1-0, bottom of the 4th inning. Short distance away. Here's Otto Kemp. First pitch, low and outside. Two runs, 3 hits for Bradenton. No runs on just the 1 hit for Clearwater. Eric Brito just blooping that ball into shallow right. Pick off to first by Solomito, not in time. Quick sidearm toss there by the lefty, coming before the hitter is even settled in the box. Trying to catch Brito napping. Lefty flicks another one over to first base. It rolls out of Marcos' glove, and there will be no attempt in an advance from Brito after he was initially taking a couple of steps toward second. So that one almost comes back to haunt the Marauders. Solomito rushed it over there. Good thing that Marcos was able to knock it down at least, keep it relatively close. Second baseman Johnson playing close to the middle. 1-0. Up and away, ball 2. Otto Kemp playing in just his 10th game with Clearwater. Just 4 hits in his first 32 at-bats. Off to a slow start. 2-0 pitch now. Low and outside, and Solomito suddenly falling behind 3-0. He went 2-0 on Jamari Baylor to begin the inning. He went 2-0 on Eric Brito before he singled. And now 3-0 on Otto Kemp. Lefty sets. Here's a 3-0 pitch. And that is in there for a strike. Pitches, 31 strikes. Solomito going to try and improve that ratio as he continues on. Now the 3-1 offering. Low and outside, ball 4. Second walk allowed, and now the Threshers will bring the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of Micah Yonamine. Time called as Wyatt Hendry walks out to the mound for a talk with his battery mate. All 4 Marauders infielders will join the chat. Now a more full, sweeping look at the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Lakeland increasing their lead to 5-0 over Jupiter. And while the Dunedin game and the Tampa game also are of much more importance to Bradenton, we're starting to see some of that trouble in front, trouble behind situation for the Marauders as Lakeland is just 1 game behind the Marauders. So the Flying Tigers threatening to win their 6th game in a row. That's a team that has not made the FSL postseason since 2012. And they just so happen to win the league title that year. Mound meeting over. In steps Micah Yonamine. First and second. Only one away here in the fourth. Pitch by Solomito is just below the knees of ball. Streaks of white and gray clouds up against the otherwise blue sky here in Clearwater. The 1-0 from the left-hander. Yonamine takes a strike at the knees right on the borderline. Marauders turned a couple of double plays in last night's game. Solomito would like the chance to induce one here. Get himself out of the jam. He's ready. A look back at second. The 1-1 up and away. Ball two. Solomito missing to that outside part of the play. That's his arm side miss to a lot of these last couple of hitters. Brito on second. Kemp on first. The latter represents the tying run as Solomito makes a move towards second but doesn't throw. And, of course, fans are saying balk. Folks, that is not a balk. Read the rule book. Hear that everywhere you go. That is not by any means a balk. 2-1 pitch. Just inside ball three. Solomito couldn't quite paint it. Now, is that move towards second base a very effective or worthwhile move? That's another matter entirely. That is not a balk at all. 3-1 on Micah Yonamine. Tall right-handed hitter. Tall lefty pitcher brings the 3-1, and it's inside for a ball. Snap throw to first will not matter from Wyatt Hendry. The Marauders had him, but here's Jonathan Johnston out to talk. Well, he was going to. Now he's making a U-turn, heading back to the dugout. I don't think Johnston realized that was ball four, so snap throw doesn't count. Even though the Marauders looked like they had him, ball four forces the runner to second base anyway. So now the base is loaded for Clearwater. And the Marauders find themselves in trouble yet again. This has been a frequently recurring theme for Bradenton. They've taken leads over these last couple of weeks and just have not been able to easily hold on to them. Solomito looking for some weak contact on the infield to keep the lead intact. First pitch to Kotowski, swinging a ground ball to short. Backhanded by Chang on a sliding stop. Throw to first in time. Throw to second in time, rather. The throw to first also in time. And a 6-4-3 double play gets turned as the bat shattered, spins all the way over toward third base. A nutty play as the Marauders turn the 6-4-3 double play, ending the inning. We're through four here at Clearwater. Bradenton leading 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com. We'll be right back.
nine man. Then the top of the order for the Marauders here in the fifth inning. Tanner Treadaway digs into the box. Left-hander Jared Weatherby fires home. A fastball strike at 90 miles per hour. Jared Weatherby has gotten quite a few strikeouts this season. 38 punch-outs in 24 and two-thirds innings. Quite a few walks, though, at the same time. Left-hander brings the 0-1. Treadaway steps away from one. Low and inside. Breaking ball. 22 walks over 24 and two-thirds innings. That is averaging almost one walk per inning. So Weatherby, while erratic, does gather the strikeout numbers. He's also minimized the hits. Opponents batting just 209 against him. He sets away from his body, the 1-1. Low and inside as Treadaway skips out of the way. Almost hit him in the foot. Marauders lead 2-0. Still a Termar Johnson two-run inside the park homer in the third inning remains the difference. 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Did Treadaway go? No, he did not. It's the Threshers appeal down the first base line. Anthony Solomito found himself in a bases-loaded jam in the bottom of the fourth for Bradenton. Was able to get out of it with a 6-4-3 double play grounder. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Treadaway put a big hack onto it. Fastball blown by him, though, and the count is full. Massachusetts native Weatherby, 3.65 ERA between Clearwater and the Florida Complex League. Good news weather-wise here is that those lightning strikes appear to be moving past us. Not coming closer to the ballpark. Weatherby's 3-2. Swing and a pop-up. Fouled out of play. And Treadaway stays alive. Those lightning bolts that were striking toward the ground down the right field corner now making their way over toward the first base side. Lefty sets far away from his body again. The 3-2 is all the way to the backstop. And Tanner Treadaway easily draws a leadoff walk. That extends his on-base streak to 16 consecutive games. One of the longest by a Marauders player all season. In fact, looking at some of the past on-base streaks for Bradenton players this year, that 16-game on-baser for Treadaway now passes Tres Gonzalez, who previously had a 15-gamer of his own. Longest belongs to Jacob Gonzalez earlier this season. Fastball strike here to Sungjae Cheng. Jacob Gonzalez reached base safely 24 consecutive games with Bradenton this year. Promoted to high A after about a month of play here with the Marauders to begin the year. Continuing to play well up at Greensboro. 0-1, that's low. Bradenton 2, Clearwater nothing. Visitors half of the fifth inning. In front of a quiet Wednesday night crowd here at BayCare Ballpark. Place was rocking on a Tuesday last night. A little bit of a different atmosphere here in game two of the series. Lefty on lefty. Here comes the 1-1 to Cheng. Checks his swing at a breaker low and outside. Didn't go. Cheng has hit safely in 8 of his last 11 games. Trying to get back into the hit column tonight. Extended leadoff first by Treadaway. Weatherby with a throw that way. Just a gentle pickoff toss and a rainbow arcing throw. Just lets Treadaway know he's watching him. Weatherby, the second lefty out of the bullpen tonight for Clearwater, following Andrew Walling. 2-1. Way upstairs. 3 balls and a strike. Weatherby comes from Fiskdale, Massachusetts. That's in the south-central part of the state. Signed last year with the Phillies as an undrafted free agent after a college career spent at Elon University in North Carolina. Pickoff to first again, and Treadaway back in safely, standing. Lefty, ready. He tosses the 3-1 pitch to Chang. A swing and a foul tip into Mejia's mitt. Mighty cut by Chang, trying to sky one onto the highway beyond right field with that swing. But imagine very few, if any, players have been able to do that here in this ballpark's history since this place opened in 2004. 3-2 pitch. Chang swings and fouls one off. Let's talk about Steph Lombardo yesterday. The Marauders minor league ops assistant serves as our video coordinator, and a couple of names came up as possibilities who may have hit that ball onto the 19 highway beyond right field. Bryce Harper, should he get a hold of a ball one of these days, could probably do that during a Philly spring training game. Another possibility raised, Ryan Howard. Wonder if he ever came close to that. Think of some of the game's preeminent lefty sluggers. 3-2. Outside, ball four. Sung Che Chang draws a walk. Back-to-back free passes for the Marauders. And trouble brewing here for the home team. Time for the Marauders to feast here. Before the next hitter, Tamar Johnson, can get fully settled. Timeout called. Catcher Mejia goes out for a visit. Tamar Johnson, last time up, made some magic happen. Out on the base paths. Grounded one hard right past the first baseman, Yonamine, all the way toward the right field corner. Right fielder Kotowski was shifted toward the gap. He took a long while to get to the ball. Threw up his hands, claiming it was stuck under the padding. Couldn't get the umpires to agree with him. Now Johnson goes after the first pitch here and swings and fouls it back. Stumbles, losing his footing on the swing. Good job by Johnson on that inside the park home run. Never stopping on the bases, running all the way behind Sung Che Chang. Two aboard, nobody out here in the fifth. The pitch. Johnson takes a breaking ball low and outside. Treadway on second, Chang on first. Both men run well. Lefty on a lefty. Weatherby works from the extreme third base end of the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted to left field. Shallow down the line. Third baseman Alifano after it. And he makes the catch, going banging into the sidewall. An awkward angle, but Alifano able to look up into the twilight sky and make the grab, all while managing not to hit that sidewall too hard. So Tamar Johnson pops out into foul ground. Unproductive first out for Bradenton here in the fifth inning. And that will bring up Tres Gonzalez. Marauders trying to perhaps double this 2-0 lead. They have two runners on the bases here in the fifth inning. Tres Gonzalez, a single and a walk already tonight. Here's the pitch by Weatherby. A fastball strike. For those of you who this rings a bell for, Weatherby's last name, spelled almost like that of the principal in the old Archie comic books. Missing an A after the W and E there. Here's the 0-1 pitch from the lefty. Just misses the outside corner. Well-placed pitch. Not quite on the edge. Tanner Treadway on second base. Sung Che Chang on first. Both of them drew walks. Tres Gonzalez delivered a clutch hit in last night's game, trying to do the same again here in the fifth inning here in game two. And a high leg kick and a move towards second by Weatherby. No throw. Okay, where are all the fans clamoring for a balk call now? They did so with Solomito on the mound earlier. Got to go both ways now. Here comes the 1-1 to Gonzalez. Breaking ball is skipped out of the glove of the catcher, Mejia. Runners going up 90 feet each. Things almost stopped for a minute and hit a standstill for a brief split second. As that breaking ball just missed the strike zone, Mejia couldn't squeeze the pitch into his glove. And that was all the Treadway needed to take third. Sung Che Chang followed suit and cruised into second base. That'll go down as a pass ball. Prime opportunity here for the Marauders. Tres Gonzalez has a 2-1 count, two men in scoring position, one away. Here's the toss by Weatherby, swing and a ball shot foul, a high line drive off to the left. Two runs, three hits for the Marauders, no runs, one hit for Clearwater. Weatherby taking his time between pitches, gets the sign for Mejia. readies himself in the 2-2. Gonzalez takes low ball three. Fastball at 92, narrowly missing that bottom border of the strike zone. In the air of the pitch clock, you don't see many slow workers on the mound anymore. Jared Weatherby really pushes it, though. Here comes his 3-2. Gonzalez takes it low, ball four. A third walk here in the inning by the left-hander. Only one away, and the base is juiced for the Marauders.
Third baseman, Jeff Brannigan.
There's currently no action in the Threshers' bullpen. So manager Marty Malloy banking on Weatherby, figuring things out one way or the other here. Jack Brannigan, the batter. Bases full, one away. The Marauders threatening to stretch a 2-0 lead. Weatherby comes home with one. The pitch is a curveball, low and inside. .24 pitches by the lefty here in the inning. Only 10 strikes. Here's left-hander's 1-0. Check swing, foul to the screen by Brannigan. Little excuse me swing there to pitch that was right along the top of the zone. Brannigan, 3 home runs to his name here in his brief thus far professional career. None of those home runs yet are grand slams. Here comes the 1-1. He takes a curveball on the inside corner, strike two. Beautiful location. Brannigan couldn't do anything with it. Situations like these have haunted the Marauders time and time again over these last few weeks when the team has scuffled. Brannigan trying to produce. Here comes Weatherby with a 1-2. Breaking ball low and inside, almost hits him. And knowing Brannigan, likely preferring to produce something by swinging the bat, not by taking one in the foot. I wonder if he's maybe kicking himself a little bit mentally for not taking that one. 2-2 pitch now. Curveball again in the dirt. Similar location. Mejia with an outstanding block. 3 balls and 2 strikes. To sum up the craziness of this all in the inning, Jared Weatherby is potentially one batted ball away from escaping this jam. Ground ball to the infield could induce an inning double play. The Marauders trying to avoid such a fate. 3-2. Up and away, it sails to the backstop. Runners get forced home on the bases loaded walk anyway. Mejia quickly retrieves it. Snap throw to third behind Sung Jae Chang, who only rounded the base by a couple of steps, and it's not nearly in time to get him. So the bases loaded walk forces home a Bradenton run. It's now 3-0. And now that Threshers bullpen is going to get hop into action. There's a right-hander throwing out there in left field. Bases loaded walk by Brannigan. 13th run batted in at single A for him. Now it's Wyatt Hendry to the plate. Here's the pitch. Hendry swings and fouls it straight back. Hendry, 1-for-2. Last time up in the fourth. Lined a single to center field. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Mejia, nice block again. Saved a couple of wild pitches during the previous plate appearance. Didn't end up doing the Threshers any good in the long run, though, as Brannigan walked anyway. Bases full, still one out. Here comes the 1-1. Hendry swings and misses. Oh, he might have chased a pitch high. Weatherby changing the eye level there, going low with those breaking balls, pushing that fastball by him above the strike zone. Weatherby in the lead here in the count, 1-2. Hendry, the slightly closed off stance. Here comes the pitch. He swings and gets a piece, fouling it back. Third inning, a 2-run inside the park home run by Termar Johnson. Marauders have added one on the bases loaded walk by Brannigan here in the fifth inning. 1-2 again. Curveball low and inside. Ball two. That curveball is just a snappy one, but he is not getting many swings and misses on it. A board for the Marauders. Chang on third. Gonzalez on second. Brannigan at first base. Outfield plays Hendry straight away. 2-2 toss. Swing and yet another foul back. An epic battle by Wyatt Hendry. Next pitch will be number 7. And you have to think the leash is not much longer no matter what the result of this at bat is for Jared Weatherby. Next pitch will be his 35th of the inning. 2-2 again. Too high and the count runs full. Weatherby almost falling off the mound after releasing that pitch. Left-hander laboring greatly through this fifth inning. Wyatt Hendry is the sixth man to the plate here in the frame by Bradenton. Here is the 3-2 pitch, and Hendry takes low, ball 4. That forces another run home. The Marauders double their lead to 4-0 here in the fifth inning. And Jared Weatherby skulking around the back slope of the mound. Looking toward that Clearwater dugout on the third base side. You wonder when Marty Malloy is going to pop out from those dugout steps, and here he comes. Has been a right-hander throwing in the Threshers bullpen, as we mentioned. And looks like that is going to be all for Weatherby. Molloy steps over that third base line, making his way to the mound. Claps his hands, asks for the ball. Weatherby obliges, looking down to the ground, and he leaves. Bases loaded, one away, two runs home on bases loaded walks for the Marauders, who have a 4-0 lead here in the fifth. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Right-hander Jack Dallas is the new pitcher for the Threshers. Here at the top of the fifth inning, he inherits bases loaded, one out, as the Marauders have tacked on two additional runs to their total thanks to back-to-back bases loaded walks by Jack Brannigan and Wyatt Hendry, both of them, rather one of them, coming on a borderline pitch, the other one not so much. Jared Weatherby, Threshers' lefty reliever, exits after having faced six batters, walking five of them. Here for Bradenton, it is Tres Gonzalez on third, Jack Brannigan on second, Wyatt Hendry on first base, Juan Jerez the batter, facing Jack Dallas, the Texas native. Appropriately enough, for a man with the last name Dallas. Dallas is already the third different arm out of the bullpen tonight for Clearwater. We're only in the fifth inning. He sets, pitch to Jerez, swing, and a foul back. Jerez almost going down to a knee on that swing. 5'11", 200 pounds. Stocky build for the right-hander, 23-year-old from Beaumont, Texas. Attended Lamar University right there in his hometown of Beaumont. Just the sixth appearance of his professional career. He has not allowed a run yet. His 0-1, Jerez takes strike two. Small sample size for Dallas. 5 appearances, 5 total innings. Just 2 hits allowed. four walks, and seven strikeouts. 0-2 and Juan Jerez with bases full. Here's pitch number three. Jerez takes low and outside on a wicked breaker. Knocked down in the dirt by Mejia. Jerez, a strikeout victim. He drew his first two at-bats tonight. He has gone deep in this ballpark. A grand slam over the right field wall earlier this summer. In an eventual Marauders win over Clearwater. Here's the stretch. Dallas fires the 1-2, breaking ball at the knees, called strike three, and Jerez is bewildered. He doesn't argue the call, slowly walks away, not the least bit thrilled. Third time down on strikes for Jerez tonight. Sergio Campagna bats next. He struck out once, but has also drawn a walk. Righty on righty, the Marauders trying to take more advantage of this bases-loaded opportunity. The pitch. Campagna swings and grounds one right to the shortstop. Brito has it, goes the short way to Baylor, the second baseman. Force play ends the inning. The Marauders leave them loaded, but they do bring two home on bases-loaded walks. It's now a 4-0 Marauders advantage, moving to the bottom of the fifth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Welcome back to Baker Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, where the Marauders lead the Threshers by a score of 4-0. Anthony Solomito back to work on the bump for Bradenton, and his first pitch misses inside to Troy Schreffler. One ball, no strikes to count. Marauders two runs in the third inning, two in the top of the fifth. So they have a 4-0 advantage here in the middle innings. 1-0 to Schreffler, up and away, not close. 2-0 from Solomito. This is going to be an interesting piece of the puzzle here. How does Solomito respond after a long time sitting in the dugout bench? The last half inning. Wind up, 2-0. Swung on, lifted to right field straight away. Tres Gonzalez, a couple of easy steps inward to his left. He makes the catch. Easy out number one. Now, so far so good for the tall left-hander. The Marauders in the top of the fifth inning sent 8 batters to the plate. 5 of those batters walked. Bradenton was able to get 2 runs home on bases-loaded walks, riding some wildness from Jared Weatherby. For Jack Dallas, bailed the Threshers out of the inning. Here's Adoni Mejia, the catcher for Clearwater. First pitch breaking ball misses high. Want to know the count to Mejia. Next one, waved out and missed on a Solomito fastball up in the zone. Base is empty with one out as Mejia native of the Dominican Republic. He bats right-handed. Pitch number 3, swing and a foul tip into Henry's mitt. Anthony Solomito working 4 1/3 scoreless tonight so far here in Clearwater. And ahead of Mejia, 1-2 the count. Big motion and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Mejia on a back foot breaking ball. Solomito going to the slider for his 5th strikeout of the evening.
Left fielder Wilfredo Flores.
2 gone for Wilfredo Flores. Almost 2 full trips through the order here for Solomito. He has allowed only 3 base runners. 2 walks and a bloop single. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Flores waves the bat around in a big circle. Bottom of the 4th inning, Solomito's last frame of work. So Jamari Baylor's sharp line out to center field. Eric Brito followed with that bloop single. Solomito misses with one in the dirt. That got a bite out of Hendry somewhere. Can't quite tell where. Otto Kemp ended up walking. Micah Yonamine also walked. And Dakota Kotowski bounced into an inning-ending double play. Hendry's okay. He'll go back to work. Behind the plate, flashes the signal to Solomito, who brings the 1-1. There's a swing and a cracked bat fly ball to right field. Tres Gonzalez has it under control, stopping shy of the warning track, making the chest-high catch. 3 up and 3 down go the Threshers here in the 5th inning. Anthony Solomito's through 5 scoreless. We head to the 6th. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Marauders lead this game here in Clearwater 4-0 as we head to the 6th inning. The Marauders, meanwhile, trail first place Dunedin by 2 games in the West Division standings. And here in the final 5 games of the regular season, Bradenton's going to need all the help they can get. Norquis Marcos leads off the 6th by swinging and foul tipping a pitch off the catcher Mejia, who is in some pain and discomfort. And judging by Mejia's body language, I think he might have taken that foul tip off the right shoulder. Walking around, trying to wince off the pain. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin asking him if he's okay to go. He appears to say yes. Garrett Griffin gets a couple of handfuls of baseballs from the home side bat boy. 4-0 Bradenton, 4 runs on 3 hits. Threshers, meanwhile, no runs on a single hit. The 0-1, Marcos takes outside from the right-hander Jack Dallas. Marcos has grounded a ball to the shortstop twice tonight, once a routine ground out, and a second time a 6-4-3 double play. Next pitch, a check swing and a slider. He went around, says Nelson Fraley down the first baseline. So Marcos can't hold up on the check swing. Dallas Motion and the 1-2. Buried in the dirt. Couldn't get a chase that time. Jack Dallas, 5'11", 200 pounds, winds up and brings a 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three called on Marcos. He didn't think so. Dallas grabs his second strikeout of the evening. One away.
Left fielder, Tanner Treadaway.
And just looking at Dallas' general build on the mound, you can tell where he gets those 200 pounds, that 5'11 frame. Those are some strong, ridiculously muscular legs. Pitchers can get a lot of power from that strong lower half. He's into his windup and the pitch. And Treadaway stands in, looks at a strike. You can see how much those legs work in that delivery from the right-hander. Anytime he goes into that full windup. Winds up again here, the 0-1 to Treadaway. Swinging a line drive. Leaping grab by the shortstop, Brito, who does a somersault up the middle, reeling it in off of Treadaway's bat. That takes away a base hit on a line drive, scorched up the middle. Two away. An impressive catch by Brito on full extension. Top of the order with Sungjae Chang. 0-1 with a pair of walks and two runs scored. The pitch. He takes a strike. As we were alluding to just a minute ago before things sped up on us, Marauders needing all the help they can get in their chase for a postseason berth. Next one, taken, strike, two outside corner. Only one of the three other games in the West Division involving West Division teams are going the Marauders' way right now. Dallas goes into his motion, but time had already been called by Chang. Lakeland leading 7-0 over Jupiter, bottom of the seventh. That spells trouble for Bradenton. Tampa leading Daytona 3-0 in the bottom of the third. That's also trouble. Next one, low to Chang. Marauders and Tarpons currently tied for second place. The good news, though, remains that Dunedin still trails Palm Beach 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, rolled right to the second baseman, Baylor. A few quick steps to his left, fires onto first in time, and the Marauders go in order here in the sixth inning. On to the bottom half, Bradenton 4, Clearwater nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, where the Marauders lead the Threshers by a score of 4-0. And onto the mound in relief for Bradenton, right-hander Drew Irvin takes over for Anthony Solomito, who turned in a spectacular outing tonight. Solomito, 5 scoreless, gave up only one hit, a bloop single, struck out 5, walked 3. He's in line for the win in this game, if the Marauders bullpen can hold it. Unfortunately, the bullpen effort lately has been somewhat of a roller coaster ride. Let's see if Drew Irvin can establish a strong foundation the rest of the way for Bradenton pitching. He faces Matt Alifano, the third baseman for the Threshers. First pitch, a fastball strike right at the knees. Irvin began his summer in the Florida Complex League, made 7 appearances there, 5 appearances in Bradenton. This is his 6th tonight. 0-1 pitch is swung on, fouled back. In those 5 appearances for the Marauders, Irvin has a 3.86 ERA, 6 walks and 6 strikeouts over 9 and 1/3 innings, and opponents are batting just .212 against him. Iowa native sets. He brings the 0-2, swinging a soft liner foul down the first baseline. Alifano flied out to center field, his only at bat tonight. Anthony Solomito made it almost exactly 2 full trips through the order this evening and was done. Only 3 base runners allowed. Make that 4, actually. It is 5 scoreless innings. Big flashes of lightning as the 0-2 arrives and it's low and outside. And lightning is hanging nearby, as it turns out. Skies are a deep shade of navy blue here in Clearwater. The 1-2 from Irvin, swinging a ball. Fouled off, weakly on the ground on the first base side. And apparently Alifano cracked his bat on that swing. Walking slowly over toward the Clearwater dugout, he's going to grab a new bat. Top of the 9th inning over in Dunedin, meanwhile, about a 15-minute drive away from here. Palm Beach Cardinals still lead 2-0. That helps the Marauders, especially if Bradenton can go on to win this one tonight. A Marauders win and a Dunedin loss would pull Bradenton within 1 game of first place. Tampa tied with the Marauders for second place in the moment, also winning, though. Next pitch in the dirt, and it's ball 2. Lakeland Flying Tigers remain in a convincing lead over Jupiter, 7-0. Lakeland leading the Hammerhead in the bottom of the 7th. 2-2. Strike 3 call. The late call by the plate umpire Garrett Griffin. But Drew Irvin rings up Matt Alifano. Leadoff man gone here in the 6th inning. Now it's Jamari Baylor. Hit one right on the button his last time up, but a line out right to the center fielder Campagna. The pitch taken. Strike 1 on the outside corner with the Irvin slider. 6'3" tall right-hander wears the 3/4 length black sleeves underneath the gray jersey. And his next pitch in there for strike 2. Back-to-back slide pieces to Baylor. Irvin can go anywhere here. 0-2. He's ready. Quickly working. The 0-2 pitch. Just outside. He went fastball. Not quite able to grab that outside corner with the heater. Right-hander kicks, deals 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Baylor. Strike 3. Baylor now 0-3 out of the leadoff spot tonight for Clearwater. And Eric Brito will bat for the third time. He's responsible for the only Threshers hit of this game. Soft bloop single to shallow right in the 4th inning. Here's the toss. Brito takes just a bit high. Marauders 4, Threshers nothing. Bottom of the 6th. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Brito looked like he was thinking fastball, then got the slider instead. His bat dragged way out in front of it. Irvin, a fast worker, 1-1, swung on, popped foul, out of play on the first base side. That's going to bounce out toward the parking lot. A ball in, 2 strikes. Irvin, just 1 unearned run allowed over his last 3 appearances. He's been solid lately. He's ready. The 1-2, just outside on the slider. Glove resting on his hip, now hands together. The 2-2. Called strike 3 in the outside corner. Drew Irvin strikes out of the side here in the 6th inning. And the Marauders take their 4-0 advantage into the 7th here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
And now here's Dominic with the Beachside.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air. A reputation built. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Four in the order for the Marauders coming up here in the seventh inning. They lead the Threshers by a score of 4-0. And here in Clearwater, we continue on to this Wednesday night. Termar Johnson digs into the box against right-hander Jack Dallas, who winds up and tosses. First pitch, below the knees, ball one. Spencer Smith back with you on this Wednesday evening. Relatively cool one here in Clearwater. Welcome change from the heat wave over the past month plus. Next pitch is just outside, 2-0 on Johnson. Two-run inside-the-park home run to right field for Tamar back in the third inning. Half of this four-run Marauders lead. Next pitch is taken, strike on the inside half. Inside the Parkers, saw the right fielder Kotowski try and play it off as if the ball got stuck underneath the padding of the right field wall. Umpires didn't buy it. Ball was ruled in play. Johnson never stopped running. And with Sungjae Ching on the bases ahead of him, both men circled the bases, and it was an inside-the-park home run. Last pitch missed low. Now it's 3-1. Pitch taken low. Ball four. Tamar Johnson draws a walk to open up the seventh inning. And the Marauders are in pursuit of extending that lead even further.
Right fielder, Trent Gonzalez.
Over in Dunedin. 2-0 Palm Beach leads. Bottom of the ninth inning. One out. Palm Beach Cardinals, first play team in the East Division. They're getting closer to clinching their trip to the postseason. They would be second half champs. Tres Gonzalez, next batter, lays off a pitch upstairs. As we mentioned last half inning, a Blue Jays loss and a Marauders win tonight would bring Bradenton within one game of first place. With just four regular season games remaining after tonight. Dallas, the right-hander, 1-0. Taking a strike on Gonzalez. Slight frustration in the other two games involving the West Division chase, though. Tampa still leading Daytona 3-0, top of the fourth. Marauders and Tarpons are tied for second at the moment. And Lakeland hanging close behind, leading 7-0 over Jupiter still. Low and outside. Now 2-1 on Gonzalez. Marauders can only control their own destiny, though. They can only control what they themselves can't control, obviously, here on the field in Clearwater. Here's the set. Dallas, a spin and a throw to first. Pick off, not in time. Interesting few narratives between the few teams vying for the postseason, by the way. We'll dig into that here after the next pitch. Dallas looks in, gets the sign from Mejia. 2-1 on Tres Gonzalez. Here's the pitch. Tres checks his swing and a pitch in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Nelson Fraley on the bases. Count moves 2-2. So while the Marauders are looking for a return trip to the postseason after winning it all last year, we'll start with Lakeland. They have not made the postseason in 10 years. They last made it in 2012 and ended up winning the championship that year, coincidentally defeating Jupiter, who they're currently playing. 2-2, Gonzalez swings and fouls it off third base side. Dunedin has not made the postseason since 2017, so it's been 5 years for them. That year they were named FSL co-champions with Palm Beach. Due to Hurricane Irma bearing down on Florida, that forced the cancellation of the FSL postseason. Here's the set. 2-2 on its way. Gonzalez swings, bounces up the middle. Could be two. Second baseman Baylor can't look it into his glove, and it skips into center field. Tamar Johnson around second dives into third base head first with no throw, and a ball that should have been a double play grounder by the Threshers infield turns into both men safe on the play. First and third, nobody out for the Marauders.
Third baseman Jack Brannigan.
That one's going to sting for the Threshers. First error of the evening by either team. 17th on the season by Jamari Baylor. Here now is Jack Brannigan. First and third, nobody out. The pitch he takes a little too high. So we told you Dunedin was last in the postseason in 2017. FSL co-champions with Palm Beach that year due to Hurricane Irma. Tampa looking for a return to the postseason after being there last year. They were the ones who lost to the Marauders in the championship last year. 1-0. Brannigan swings and pops it foul first base side. Well, what do you know? Dunedin puts two runners aboard in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. They bring the winning run to the plate. Always a white-knuckle battle for any team playing that Blue Jays ball club over the past month or so. Runner breaks for second, pitch low, throw down to second base on a bounce by Mejia, and not nearly in time. It scoots away from the second baseman Baylor, but kept close. So at second base with a steal is Tres Gonzalez. Meanwhile, remaining on third is Tamar Johnson. It's the fourth steal in five tries for Tres Gonzalez. And now the catcher Mejia walking over toward the Threshers dugout. Wonder if he got dinged up by that pitch or something. Manager Marty Malloy putting a comforting hand on the left shoulder of his catcher. And the Clearwater Athletic trainer Raul Perez taking a close look at him. And whatever the discomfort was, he is going to try and play through it for the time being. Second and third. Nobody out for Bradenton. Top of the seventh inning. Marauders already staked out to a 4-0 lead. Tamar Johnson on third. Tres Gonzalez at second base. Jack Brannigan trying to help break this game wide open. Dallas, the right-hander, sets. His 2-1. Brannigan swings big and fouls it right back. Tampa Tarpons extending their lead to 4-0 over Daytona. Palm Beach looking for that final out to secure the win over the Dunedin Blue Jays tonight. 2-2 count on Brannigan here in Clearwater. The pitch is high. Ball three. Command issues plaguing the Threshers pitching staff all evening. As a matter of fact, one walk issued so far by Chad Dallas. A total of 9 altogether issued by Clearwater pitching tonight. Now the 3-2 to Brannigan. He swings and pops one a mile high into the air on the first base side. Yonamine, the first baseman, coming in halfway down the line, makes the catch. Brannigan retired. Field fly rule invoked there as Brannigan is put out. Not what Brayton was looking for there. But now Wyatt Hendry comes up. 1-for-2 with a bases loaded walk that played in a run. Second and third, one gone for Hendry. Dallas tosses, and Hendry takes a high strike. Still waiting for those final results from Dunedin. Ryan McCarty putting together a 7-pitch battle with two runners aboard in a close and tense spot in that game. Here's the 0-1 to Hendry. He swings and sprays one foul to the backstop. Elsewhere in the minor league baseball world, a no-hitter alert, top of the sixth inning. Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the Astros high A team, in a no-hit bid against the Lynchburg Hillcats, high A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Jack Dallas Cubs set. And delivers an 0-2 to Wyatt Hendry. He swings and misses strike three. Two away for Bradenton. Although this situation not nearly as close and pivotal as have been some earlier ones in this series in these past couple of weeks for the Marauders. They're going to take every extra run they can get. Johnson on third, Gonzalez on second. They were there with nobody out. Now they're still standing there with two down. Juan Jerez in the box. Here's a pitch by Dallas. Jerez takes strike one on the outside corner. Oh, boy. Dunedin just loaded the bases. And we see in play runs come up on the game day tracker. Tie game. 0-1 to Jerez. Swung on. It smoked in the air down the right field line. Roque Salinas has just hit a game-tying ground rule two-run double to pull the Blue Jays even 2-2 with two outs in the ninth inning. And now their winning run is on third. 0-2 the count on Jerez. Dallas tosses. Jerez swings and grounds one weakly to the right side. Baylor scoots over to his left, throws to first in time, and the Marauders can't take advantage with two in scoring position. Time to stretch here in Clearwater. The Marauders lead 4-0 over the Threshers here at Bay Care Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
After a dominant sixth inning of work by Drew Irvin, the Marauders' right-hander back for a second inning of relief here in the seventh. He delivers to Otto Kemp. First pitch low, a ball. Spencer Smith with you for the bottom of the seventh inning here in Clearwater, where the Marauders lead the Threshers 4-0. 3-4-5, part of the order for Clearwater here as the next pitch is waved at and missed. Kemp chased one in the dirt on the Irvin slider. Otto Kemp with Micah Yonamine and Dakota Katowski to follow. Here's the 1-1. Taken a little high. Palm Beach, unfortunately, as we were reporting just before the inning break, Palm Beach has just blown a two-run lead in the ninth inning to Dunedin. Blue Jays threatening to close in even closer to their playoff berth. 2-1 pitch is low and outside. Not a clinching situation yet tonight for the Blue Jays. But they would come ever closer with a victory in this one. The Marauders, meanwhile, are just trying to keep pace, doing all they can do. Next one is outside to Kemp, ball four.
First baseman, Micah Yonamine.
Here's Yonamine. Still without an official at bat tonight. Yonamine has walked each of his first two plate appearances. Here's the set by Irvin. The pitch. Take in strike one on a slider. Okay. So Palm Beach gets an inning-ending strikeout of Victor Messia, the Blue Jays catcher, to finish off the ninth inning. That game's still going. Here's a bouncer foul, third baseline by Yonamine. And Drew Irvin has him behind 0-2. So the Blue Jays leave the potential winning run on third base in the ninth inning. Palm Beach now has to forge back ahead in extra innings and stave off the Blue Jays to help keep the Marauders in the mix. 0-2 is low. Marauders 4, Threshers nothing here at the bottom of the 7th inning. Drew Irvin issuing a leadoff walk, now 1-2 the count on Yonamine. The next pitch is low and away. Tampa now leading 5-0 over Daytona, bottom of the 4th inning of that game. Irvin ready, and here's his 2-2. Yonamine with a swing and a miss, he's gone. 4 strikeouts on the evening for Drew Irvin.
Right fielder, Dakota Kotowski.
1 out for the Threshers here in the 7th, and here's Dakota Kotowski. Dangerous power bat. He homered last night, but tonight he's 0 for 2. Righty on righty. The toss taken outside. Four runs on only 3 hits for the Marauders, who plated a pair of runs in the 5th on bases loaded walks. Irvin's 1-0, swung on, bounced foul. We'll give you some Pirates organization scores to lighten the tension on that out-of-town scoreboard in just a minute here. Irvin comes set, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Kotowski cuts through a slider. Greensboro Grasshoppers, earlier this afternoon, they had an early start today. Shut out by the Bowling Green Hot Rods, the Rays affiliate, 3-0 in final. 1-2, low, picked out by Hendry. All 3 hits for Greensboro in their game, doubles. 1 each by Mike Jarvis, Abraham Gutierrez, and Sammy Ciani. Altoona curve, well, speaking of extra innings, where they're playing extras in Dunedin tonight, Altoona also playing extra innings. 2-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Kotowski. Making 5 strikeouts tonight by Drew Irvin. And there are 2 outs here in the 7th inning. Irvin, the Pirates' 19th round selection last year out of the University of Iowa, having easily his best single-A outing tonight. Now Troy Schreffler, the batter, and he looks at strike one. Previous career high in strikeouts in a game for Irvin was 3. He has already surpassed that. He's at 5 tonight. The 0-1. Swinging a dribbler. First base side. Weakly hit. Irvin picks it up. Underhand flip to first base. DeMarcos in plenty of time. The side is retired. 2 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts by Drew Irvin here in Clearwater. We head to the 8th. It's the Marauders 4 and the Threshers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Sergio Campagna leads off the eighth inning for the Marauders here in Clearwater and takes a filthy breaking ball for strike one from new right-hander Connor Ash. 23-year-old from Plainfield, Illinois. Signed with the Phillies last year as an undrafted free agent. Next pitch, breaking ball again drops into the zone, strike two. Bradenton four, Threshers nothing. Marauders looking to snap a four-game losing streak tonight and stay firm in the playoff chase. 0-2. Campagna takes one in the dirt. So the Threshers go to their fourth different reliever tonight. We've seen Andrew Walling, Jared Weatherby, Jack Dallas. Now Connor Ash, first name spelled with a K. Perhaps appropriately for a pitcher. His 1-2 coming. Campagna swings and fouls it off his own foot. Looks like he's okay. Ash comes from Michigan, Grand Blanc, Michigan, his hometown, pitching in Missouri. 30 appearances this season, an ERA north of 5. Slow, simplified windup, and the 1-2 pitch. Campagna takes a curveball low and outside. Campagna tonight 0-2 with a walk. He has struck out, he has walked, and he has hit into a fielder's choice. Ash with a 2-2 delivery. Campagna takes another one into the dirt. Nice plate appearance here. Campagna working the count full. Bottom third of the order for Bradenton here in the visitors' half of the eighth. Campagna will be followed by Norquis Marcos, who's over the in the on-deck circle. Tanner Treadaway will follow him. Wind up. 3-2 pitch. Campagna takes a look at one just high. Ball four. And the walk totals continue to climb for Clearwater pitchers tonight. That is the 11th of the evening by Thresher's Arms.
First baseman, Marquis Marcos.
So just a week after Bradenton fights their control demons on the mound. Struggled mightily with command in last week's series against Fort Myers. Threshers suffering similar fate against Bradenton tonight. Here's Marcos. First pitch, taking. Breaking ball outside corner, a strike. Palm Beach has just retaken the lead 3-2 over Dunedin in the 10th inning. They'll need to hold it now to help the Marauders. Long pause by Ash. Pick off to first base and dropping and diving through the air. Campagna, he's in safely. Flashes of lightning lighting up the sky here in Clearwater, mostly on the first base side of the ballpark. Not affecting gameplay, though. Here's the 0-1. Campagna breaking. Pitches a strike. Throw to second base. Not in time. Campagna steals it. Stolen base number 29 of the season for Sergio, second most on the team, and he drives himself into scoring position with nobody out. A While the Marauders look to add on to their 4-0 lead here in the eighth inning. Can never be too careful. Here's the pitch. Campagna breaking for third. Pitch high. Throw to third. Is in time. Campagna is out. He can't believe it. Gustavo Amaña is in disbelief. He's gesturing toward Campagna while looking at the base umpire Nelson Fraley from far away. And sure enough, here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the Marauders' dugout. And as if anticipating it, Nelson Fraley walks over to meet him halfway. Really did look like Campagna swam around the tag by the third baseman Alifano. So Johnston and Fraley talking things over between the mound and the first baseline. Johnston is not getting very animated, but is firm in his belief that Campagna was able to maneuver around the tag on the steal attempt at third. Johnston turning to face the dugout, but he's not leaving the conversation yet. Gesturing with his hands, and now he's starting to get visibly a little more frustrated. Couple of back pedal steps away from the umpire, and now he leaves the field. Johnston not happy about the out call on Sergio Campagna, who attempted to steal third right after taking second base. So that erases a leadoff base runner for the Marauders. Here's Norquis Marcos, the next pitch taking. That is low, ball two. Four nothing Bradenton. Here we go, the windup. And pitched by Connor Ash. Marcos with a big rip and a miss. Strike three. Tough night for Norquis from the 8th spot in the order. He is 0 for 4 and now just 1 for his last 15. That'll bring up Tanner Treadaway, who got robbed of a base hit last time up. Lined one toward the shortstop, Brito, who made a full extension reaching grab to his glove side up the middle. Treadaway choking up on the bat handle. Pitch taken. Low breaking ball. Missing. A clown horn, bicycle horn, whatever you want to call it. Still honking incessantly by a fan down on the seats. Still can't see who or where they are. Breaking ball over this time for a strike to Treadaway. As we mentioned, Palm Beach retaking the lead, 3-2 over Dunedin. They now have a runner on third base with one away, trying to make it a two-run advantage. 1-1 pitch from Ash. Treadaway swings and misses. Fooled badly on a breaking ball, he chased it low. Trey Cumbie on to pitch for Dunedin, minor league veteran who has been effective this year. Now Ash with a 1-2 to Treadaway. He takes outside. A sharp eye there. Nice one to take. So it's 2-2 on the Marauders left fielder, hitting ninth in the order. Two-tone bat for him. Black barrel, tan handle. 2-2 on its way. Swing and a foul tip into the mid. Mejia hangs on. Strike three. The inning is over. We head to the bottom of the eighth here at Clearwater. The Marauders still lead it 4-0 over the Threshers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's Junior Tebow to pitch the eighth inning for the Marauders, who lead the Threshers 4-0 here at Baker Ballpark in Clearwater. Spencer Smith back with you on this cooled-off evening in Clearwater. Tebow deals his first pitch of the eighth, and it's a fastball strike on Adony Mejia. Threshers catcher, 0-for-2, a pair of strikeouts tonight. Tebow, an up and down and all over the place at times, 2022 season with the Marauders. Here comes the 0-1, swing and a miss. He gets Mejia to chase his slider low. ERA at 4.59 for Tebow. 35 appearances for him. 236 opponent's batting average. 1.59 whip. He's ahead 0-2. Lifts his leg. Deals. And it's way outside with a fastball. Tebow's last two outings have seen him go a total of 4 2/3 innings. No runs and just one hit allowed. So he's been sharp lately. Now the 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled to third. Brannigan takes it on the knee-high bounce. The toss across to first is in plenty of time. One away here in the eighth inning.
Left fielder Wilfredo Flores.
Still 3-2. Palm Beach leading over Dunedin as they've regained the lead. Top of the 10th inning. Palm Beach with two in scoring position. They're trying to give themselves some additional runs worth of a lead in extras there against the first place Blue Jays of the West Division. Currently leading Bradenton by two games in the standings, with just a handful yet to play in the regular season. Here's Wilfredo Flores for the Threshers, and he goes around on a first pitch check swing. And Flores can't believe it. Simultaneously tried to turn away from a pitch coming inside while holding the bat back, and he thought he held up. Not so. 0-1, next pitch is just off the inside corner. A ball and a strike. Tebow, 24-year-old from Sabana Grande de Boya in the Dominican Republic, turned 24 back in late June, is 1-1, swinging a bouncing ball to first. This is a foul ball as Marcos came in and charged it. Innings total for Tebow, 51 strikeouts, but also 36 walks. Command has been an issue. He's retired the leadoff man on the ground out here in the eighth inning. Marauders 5 outs away from a victory tonight here in Clearwater. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball hit hard to short. Chang gobbles it up behind the back. Throw to first in time to retire Flores. 2 outs here in the eighth inning for Clearwater.
Third baseman Matt Alafano.
That's going to bring up Matt Alafano, who is 0-for-2 from the 9th spot. Unfortunately, Palm Beach is unable to add on to their newly minted one-run lead in extras. So they'll go to the bottom of the 10th in Dunedin with just that slim one-run margin. Righty on righty here in Clearwater as Tebow delivers to Alafano. First pitch taking at the knees, a strike. Devastating slider there from Tebow. Alafano seemed to think it was low. Automated balls and strikes, though. Arguing really will get players even less further than they usually do. The 0-1 swung on, lifted down the right field line. This ball twisting foul into the seats. Bradenton 4, Clearwater nothing. We're in the final week of the 2022 regular season. The Marauders 2 games out of first place. Still clinging on to postseason hopes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Alafano. Strike 3. Terrific 8th inning. Scoreless and perfect by Junior Tebow. We move to the 9th here in Clearwater. Marauders 4, Threshers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Perhaps some more insurance runs would be nice for the Marauders here in Clearwater tonight. They lead the Threshers 4-0. And the first pitch to Sung Che Chang is a fastball high, a ball from Threshers right-hander Connor Ash. Saw Ash last inning, the eighth. Continues on here in the ninth, his 1-0. Chang swings and fouls it directly back to the screen. Marauders trailing first place by two games in the race for a West Division a spot in the Florida State League postseason. Two games back in the West, tied for second with the Tampa Tarpons, who are also winning tonight. 1-1 pitch, waved at and missed. Chang behind 1-2. These four Marauders runs coming on only three hits, one of which was a Termar Johnson inside the park home run to right field in the third inning. 1-2, Chang takes a breaking ball, strike three, he's gone. Nasty stuff there from Connor Ash, as the Threshers' bullpen has been erratic today. But they've snapped off some nasty curveballs and sliders. Here's Termar Johnson for the fifth time. Wind up by Ash in the first pitch. Johnson lays off one low. Just remarkable, this 18-year-old from Atlanta, fourth overall pick in this year's draft by the Pirates out of Mays High School in Atlanta. Just has such a mature approach. 1-0. Takes a breaking ball, a strike. And you would never expect 18-year-olds, much less guys who are facing off of advanced college pitching in many cases, to take so many close pitches as Johnson does and also make so much solid contact as he does. Next pitch is low and inside. This is only Johnson's 12th game at single A. Came in hitting 250 to tonight's game. 2-1 is upstairs. 250 batting average, but a 333 on base percentage entering play tonight. Here comes Ash with a windup, and the righty's 3-1. Johnson takes one, a high strike on the heater at 91. Count is now full. Time called. Johnson resetting outside the batter's box with that count full. Ash stands just 5'11", 191 pounds on the mound. 23-year-old from Illinois, signed last year with the Phillies as an undrafted free agent. The 3-2 pitch. Johnson swings it, smokes a line drive to right field, a base hit. This is out of reach of Kotowski. Johnson's going to stretch it to two. He is headed towards second base and is in there standing up with a double. Termar Johnson, it's a rocket to right field for a two-bagger. And he puts himself in a scoring position. The Marauders trying to stretch a four-run lead. A two-hit ball game for Termar Johnson. Bradenton now with some speed on a second base. Tres Gonzalez will bat now. He's 1-for-2 with a couple of walks tonight. Here's the stretch by Ash and the pitch. Gonzalez takes a curveball strike. Bottom of the 10th inning in Dunedin. Blue Jays have two aboard, but there are two outs. Palm Beach trying to help the Marauders out with a win, while themselves inching closer to clinching the second half in the East Division. A move towards second by Ash. No throw. Johnson back in safely standing. Here's the set. The 0-1 pitch to Gonzo. He takes upstairs. A win picking up, shifting direction dramatically. That's blowing in from on the first baseline now, and it's starting to blow into the booth. Hopefully that's not a foreboding sign of incoming inclement weather. We played unimpeded all night long. So that wind is howling out to left field now. The 1-1. Gonzalez takes upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Tie game again at Dunedin. Kay Doty, RBI single to tie it at 3-3. Cardinals just have not been able to hold leads in that game. Here's the set. And the 2-1 offering. Breaking ball is high. Gonzalez, a sharp eye, working at 3-1 in his favor. And you ask again, why are we so concerned about that Dunedin game? Well, the Marauders can win all they want. They're going to need help with Dunedin losing a couple of games in order to inch closer in the first place in the West Division standings. So that's vital. 3-1. Gonzalez takes strike two outside corner. So for a second straight inning, Palm Beach will have to maneuver out of danger with that winning run perched on third for the Blue Jays. Marauders hoping for help as they are getting closer and closer to a convincing win here in Clearwater tonight. Top of the ninth, Bradenton leading 4-0. Pickoff to second base behind Johnson. He dives back in safely. The shortstop Brito was playing pretty far away from the bags. That was an unconventional-looking pickoff move. Daytona on the board now. 5-1. Tampa still leading in that game. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a cracked bat. Soft liner fouled on the first base side. And so Tres Gonzalez, who didn't fully break that bat, just had a few shavings come popping off that barrel, points his teammates in the right direction to a new stick of lumber. This game was once moving at record speed. We're through the first three innings. Anthony Solomito and Alex McFarlane were humming through the first few. And then we hit a roadblock in terms of the pace of play. But of course, all that matters in the long run, the Marauders have the upper hand in this game by a fairly wide margin. They lead 4-0. And that wind's starting to blow a little lineup sheet or some other laminated sheet out of the Threshers' dugout here. 3-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Gonzalez. Two away for the Marauders here in the ninth.
Third baseman, Jack Brannigan.
And now Jack Brannigan will come up and look to bring home Jermar Johnson from second base. He doubled with one out here in the inning. Righty facing a right-handed hitter. Ash kicks his leg, deals, and a breaking ball gets through the wickets of Mejia, rolls to the backstop, and on the wild pitch, Jermar Johnson hustles up to third base. And thankfully for the Marauders, looks like the Palm Beach Cardinals will live to see at least one more inning. Peyton Williams grounds out to end the bottom of the 10th inning with a score tied 3-3. Runners left on second and third. Johnson creeping off third in his lead for Bradenton here. The 1-0. Brannigan checks his swing and a pitch in the dirt. Cannot hold up. So over at TD Ballpark to Dunedin, Chris Valentine, the voice of the Blue Jays, will have the call of that one. And goodness, may need an extra shot of espresso to keep up with that game with the way things are going. Still tied up in extras. 1-1. Brannigan takes low. 2-1. Mejia, good job to block it. Keep it in front. Johnson stays on third. Marauders with a 4-run lead over the Threshers here in Clearwater. On this Wednesday night, Tremar Johnson leads off third. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Brannigan. He swings through a breaking ball. Strike two. Brannigan ended a 3-game hitless streak last night with a 2-hit game. He's 0-for in this one, but with a bases loaded walk in the fifth inning. Ash sets with a man on third. 2-2 toss, and Brannigan lets one go low. It's now full. Final score in Jupiter, Lakeland 7, the Hammerheads nothing. Flying Tigers are creeping closer and closer toward a playoff berth, seemingly out of nowhere. 3-2, Brannigan takes in the dirt, and that's ball four. A good block in the dirt, meanwhile, by Mejia. That keeps Tremar Johnson on third base for now. Jack Brannigan extends the inning for the Marauders.
Catcher Wyatt Henry.
Time called, and the Threshers pitching coach Vic Diaz is coming out to the mound for a chat. Well, fans, a reminder, we still have 4 games to go here in the regular season. The Marauders come back here, same time, same place, 6:30 first pitch tomorrow as the series continues. The Threshers have been mathematically eliminated from the chase for a couple of weeks now. Nothing at stake for them. They're just trying to play good baseball for the sake of good baseball. And they would have perhaps have the chance to play spoiler with the Marauders, looking to grab that postseason berth. But no telling how that Dunedin-Palm Beach game will end up. Those two teams have been neck and neck ever since Palm Beach blew a 2-0 lead with two outs in the ninth inning tonight. So the plot thickens in the race. Ready to go now here in Clearwater. First and third, two outs for Wyatt Hendry. Here's the pitch by Ash. Hendry takes one in the dirt, and Mejia continues to do a good job behind the plate. A lot of blocks of pitches in the dirt, quickly popping up to attention onto his feet, not allowing base runners any additional leeway. Here's the set. Ash fires the 1-0. There's a swing and a foul back. Tampa 6, Daytona 1, top of the sixth inning. Checking on AA Altoona again. Last we looked, they were into the 10th inning scoreless. Altoona and Erie up in AA action. Pick off to first base and diving in safely, Jack Brannigan. Tremar Johnson is at third base for the Marauders. Double to right field. Advance on a wild pitch. Now Ash with a 1-1. Swing and a miss by Hendry. Altoona wins it tonight. 2-1 in 10 innings over the Erie Seawolves. And a correction, it was tied 1-1 going into the 10th. Not scoreless. Long pause by Ash. 1-2 to Hendry. He takes in the dirt again. Johnson got a couple of quick steps off of third. Thought he saw a pitch in the dirt get away, but stays put on third base as it's knocked down by Mejia. Two to the count. Deuces wild. Two on, two outs, two balls and two strikes. The next offering to Hendry is a breaking ball. Low and outside, ball three. Good eye on a tough two-strike pitch. Catcher Mejia warning his infielders that Brannigan will be moving on the next pitch. 3-2, two outs. Ready is Ash on the mound. Here's the toss. There goes Brannigan. Pitches swung on and missed, and the inning is over. The Marauders strand man on the corners here in a scoreless ninth inning, but they're now three outs away from ending a 4-game losing streak at a critical spot here late in the season. We'll be right back for the bottom of the ninth. Marauders 4, Threshers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
The Marauders are three outs away from a W here in Clearwater tonight. Junior Tebow returns to pitch the ninth inning after a clean eighth, and he faces Jamari Baylor at the top of the order. First pitch, a fastball strike from Tebow, clocked at 94 miles per hour. Top third of the order for the Threshers here in the ninth. Jamari Baylor, Eric Brito, Otto Kemp, all three right-handed batters. Here comes the 0-1. A swing and a miss for strike two. Meanwhile, very good news from the Palm Beach Dunedin game. A three-run homer by Leonardo Bernal, Palm Beach Cardinals catching prospect. Puts the Beach Birds up in front 6-3. Next pitch from Tebow is high. A ball. So a 6-3 lead for Palm Beach of the East Division over the Marauders' nemesis, the Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the 11th inning, just short drive away from us here in Clearwater. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Baylor, strike three. One out here in the ninth inning. Jamari Baylor came into this game with a 15-game on-base streak. He is now 0-4 with three strikeouts. That on-base streak is most likely over. Here's Eric Brito, who, as we play in the ninth inning, owns the Threshers' lone hit in this game. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball over for strike one from Tebow. Brito's soft bloop single to right field. Back in the fourth inning, Clearwater's only hit tonight. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a line drive, base hit into right field. So how about that? Only two hits through 8 1/3 innings for the Threshers. Both of them off Eric Brito's bat. This one harder hits.
Designated hitter, Otto Kemp.
Marauders have built themselves some breathing room. They're ahead 4-0 with two outs to go here in the ninth inning. Otto Kemp bats next, 0-1 with a pair of walks. Tebow sets and brings the first offering. That's a fastball inside corner, a strike. Tebow nods emphatically to Hendry's next signal. Tall right-hander tosses the 0-1. Swinging a dribbler foul over toward the on-deck hitter, Micah Yonamine. 0-2 on Otto Kemp. The Marauders look to end a four-game losing streak and, more importantly, stay firm in the West Division playoff chase tonight. The stretch. Tebow's 0-2 pitch is swung on and driven down the right field line, deep but way foul. Bounces off the strikeout cafe. And oh man, like a rock skipping across a lake, that ball goes ricocheting down the seats, all the way down toward the front row of seats right along the field. Still 0-2. Next pitch, low and outside, couldn't get Kemp to go for it. Righty on righty. Otto Kemp with a crouching stance from the right-hand side. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside. Hendry bluffs a snap throw to first. Doesn't actually deliver it. And Eric Brito goes frantically diving back in. They're officially headed to the bottom of the 11th inning out in Dunedin. Palm Beach 6. Blue Jays 3. 2-2 is waved at and missed. Strike 3. Otto Kemp retired on strikes. And there are two away here in the bottom of the 9th inning in Clearwater. At the moment, though, the Tampa Tarpons still leading Daytona by 5 in the bottom of the 6th inning. They're threatening to stay even with the Marauders for second place in the division. Here in the final week of the regular season, Micah Yonamine is next up for Clearwater. Pitch low and outside by Tebow. Marauders pitching staff as a whole has been great tonight, holding Clearwater scoreless through 8 2/3 frames. Tebow comes home with a 1-0. Fastball blazes in there. Strike one called. Anthony Solomito, 5 scoreless. He struck out 5. Drew Irvin, 2 scoreless. He struck out 5. Junior Tebow, an inning and 2/3 scoreless, looking to make it an even 2. Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a ball fouled back, and now the Marauders are one strike away. ...24-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, Junior Tebow, looking for one more strike to put this one away. Yonamine settles in the box. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a ball fouled off the screen. We'll do it again. Eric Brito, the runner on first. He whacked an opposite field single to right field. Here's the set. Tebow fires home another 1-2. A swing and a foul tip. Hendry hangs on. Strike 3. That's the ball game. The Marauders pull out a shutout. 4-0 win over the Clearwater Threshers tonight here at BayCare Ballpark. Anthony Solomito, Drew Irvin, Junior Tebow. A 3-man combined 2-hit shutout. The Marauders win it. They look for some additional help with a Dunedin loss tonight. And the Marauders stay firm in the chase for the postseason. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater for the Marauders post-game show. The Marauders win it tonight. Final score of 4-0 and a combined three-man shutout as the Marauders allow just two hits, both singles, to Clearwater Threshers. Here's how tonight's game went. After neither team got on the board in the first two innings, the Marauders took charge in the third. With Sungche Cheng on first base with a two-out walk, Tamar Johnson grounded a hard ball to right field for a base hit. It was far out of the reach of the right fielder Dakota Kotowski, who was shifted way over toward the gap in right center field. Kotowski hustled after the ball that found its way all the way to the base of the wall in right field. Kotowski, as he approached the ball, threw up his hands into the air to signal that the ball was unplayable, in this case stuck underneath the padding right at the base of the wall. The base umpire Nelson Fraley hustled out there to take a look, signals the safe signal, in other words, saying that the ball was still playable. Tamar Johnson, meanwhile, never stopped running, neither did Sungche Cheng, and so Johnson circled the bases for an inside-the-park two-run homer, his first career homer, didn't even have to leave the yard, and that gave the Marauders the 2-0 lead. Top of the fifth inning, the Marauders struck again. Leadoff walk by Tanner Treadaway, Sungche Cheng followed with another walk, and eventually a walk fest by Threshers reliever Jared Weatherby pushed a pair of runs home. Bases loaded, free passes drawn by Jack Brannigan and Wyatt Hendry. We would see no other runs by either team the rest of the way. The Marauders held on to it, 4-0 the final score. Anthony Solomito, 5 scoreless innings, 2 scoreless innings apiece in relief by Drew Irvin and Junior Tebow. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Marauders, 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 10 men left on base. And for the Threshers, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error, and 4 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Anthony Solomito with 5 scoreless innings. The loss goes to Threshers starter Alex McFarlane. No save in the game. Time of game, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Tonight's game played in front of a crowd of 1,281. It was 85 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their win, the Marauders snap a 4-game losing streak. They keep pace in the West Division race, and also, for those who had not been following around for the majority of the evening. Very good news to report from Dunedin. The Palm Beach Cardinals defeat the Dunedin Blue Jays 6-3 thanks to a 3-run homer in the top of the 11th by Palm Beach's Leonardo Bernal. So 6-3, Palm Beach beats the Blue Jays. That brings the Marauders within one game of first place in the champ in the West Division chase. However, the Tampa Tarpons currently leading Daytona 6-3 in the top of the 7th. If Tampa goes on to win that game, they would maintain their hold on a second on a two-way tie for second place with the Marauders in the West Division. So keep your eyes peeled on that. And also the Lakeland Flying Tigers, as we mentioned, come out on top of Jupiter 7-0. So Lakeland staying close by in the chase as well. The final score, as we touch on it again, 4-0. We'll step aside again. When we come back, we will give you the Marauders player of the game and look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game, or in this case, players of the game. We're going to give it to two men tonight. Co-players of the game this evening, Anthony Solomito on the mound and Tamar Johnson offensively. Johnson with a two-run inside the park home run, never stopped running despite the right fielder Kotowski throwing his hands up in the air trying to signal the ball was unplayable beneath the padding of the wall in right field. Johnson never stopped running. And he circled the bases for an exciting inside-the-park two-run homer, helping lift the Marauders to the 4-0 win. And also on the mound, Anthony Solomito setting the tone with five scoreless innings, striking out five, and maneuvering around one hit, as well as three walks. Anthony Solomito and Tamar Johnson are tonight's Marauders co-players of the game. The series continues tomorrow, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. first pitch, 6:15. The pregame coverage begins online at BradentonMarauders.com. Carlos Jimenez, the scheduled starter for Bradenton, against fellow right-hander Starlin Castillo for the Threshers. So game three of the series, the Marauders look to stay on a winning roll. They also look to perhaps pull even with first place in the West Division if, and only if, the Palm Beach Cardinals are able to come out on top again tomorrow in their continued series against the Dunedin Blue Jays. But as it stands tonight, the Marauders remain in second place, but one game closer to those first place Blue Jays. Once again, the final score this evening, the Marauders 4 and the Clearwater Threshers nothing. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.